Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
The runway. Shaker. attitude. Every set, we're in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Lady Model Mom Chanel presents Two Events in One Night, Something for Everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball, grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to our performance with a prop, $200, as well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All past categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 3820 East Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night. VIP table, $35. Comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Stud and Femme Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Sailor. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all, runway. $500, open to all, realness. $500, open to all, best dress. $1,000, open to all, safe. Carter, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Run It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
For another installment of the show, Tens or Chops, the number one station where you can definitely get all information, ballroom at all times, honey. We're definitely going to be here tonight, and we're definitely going to be recapping the Queens of Hearts birthday ball that was in Youngstown, Ohio. We're also going to be recapping the Christian Ball that happened this past weekend in D.C., and we're also going to be recapping the Rumble that happened last night in D.C., honey. It's going to go down here tonight, honey. I'm waiting for my legendary co-hosts to call in here, honey, because they was definitely at these balls along with myself. So I'm waiting for the legendary, iconic, for the Rodney Prodigy. Excuse me. Yeah, Rodney Prodigy to call in here. I'm also waiting for my legendary co-host, Mother Divine Chanel, to call in here. And I also heard that our original co-host, Nicole Kahn, East Coast legendary mother, might be gracing us with her appearance here tonight, honey. So, you know, it's definitely going to go down. It's definitely a lot of highlights and definitely a lot of lowlights and a lot of things that girls would like to talk about in these things. I'm also waiting for my girlfriend, Mr. London, to call in and hit me up on Facebook and let me know she's online. Honey, and it's about to go down, honey, you know. And if you out there and you have something that you want to say about anything that happened this past weekend, feel free to definitely press 1. We would love to hear your opinion on how you feel about things that happened this weekend. This is definitely a platform and a format where everybody can definitely get their opinion in there and say exactly what they have to say. And, you know, and get it off their mind and off their chest, honey. Feel free to definitely call in here and, you know, and say what you got to say. So while I wait for my legendary co-host to come on and wait for Miss London to hit me up and let me know that she's in the building, I'm going to take a commercial break and I'm going to be back with these words from our sponsors from Tempted to Touch.
T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number 1, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number 2, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
here. We're live and we're back on the air. Hold on, my girlfriend just hit me up on Facebook. She's online.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta,
European Vogue. Get the Vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hi, London. Hello? Oh, wait. Oh, hey, hold on. London, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself? Hold on. Let's go get our other co-host. He's on the line. It's the iconic legendary for the Aurora for the Rodney Prodigy.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father prodigy,
right.
Rodney,
oh.
Realness,
oh.
Urban,
right.
Let's go.
What's
in.
What's you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal. Yeah.
Rodney.
What's going on, ladies?
What's going
on?
Nothing much, not much.
Just relax. Just relax. Definitely did have a long weekend, Addy.
No response. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London, how are you?
Hello, I'm lovely.
I said ladies, it was plural.
I guess they don't do plural in London, honey. They must be singled out, honey. Well, I don't know, honey. I see we have some callers. Before we go and start our recap, let's see what these callers have to say. Divine is probably still in transit on her way going back to L.A., so when Divine calls in, she got a call in, and we'll just bring her right on, honey, and she'll text me and let me know. Honey, but let's see what some of these callers have to say. 336... 456, you're live on the air.
Oh, just listening, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you for just listening. The next caller is 803-979, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I was just listening too, my man.
Okay, thank you for just listening. The next caller is 224-280, you're live on the air. 224-280, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening, I'm sorry, this is me, Kelly. I was listening, I'm on the bus, my bad, sir.
Okay. Everybody
so,
just listening.
So, you said just press 1 just to listen quicker.
Right.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
What's going on?
Who is this?
I want to remain anonymous. I don't want to say who I am, but no shade. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody? London, Rodney, what's going on?
How
hello.
Kelly, did you see the Vicky interview with Rose?
Yeah, I did.
How did you feel about that? Because she said that basically she didn't see your legendary status for face.
I have no comment on the interview with the Vicky Gotti and Rose Chanel. I have no comment. I'm not going to make a comment on it because I'm a leader here in the scene, and I have a rapport and respect for RR and for Fred. So I'm not going to make comments on towards Rose. That somebody that really frequently
doesn't come out like that. And so my rapport, my respect that I have for the House of Chanel, I'm not going to make a comment on that due to Fred and RR, you know, because Rose is not really a factor of that matter to come out like that. So I'm not going to, you know, start something up with the Chanels when Rose really, you know, doesn't, you know, do anything like that.
But it seems like Vicky is, like, really trying it. She's always bringing up your name. Like, she act like she pays it and, like, she's really over it, and she's always bringing you up. Like, I don't understand.
Because that's the girls, and Vicky's not the only one. It's other people, people that's doing that in the scene. But that's the girls that has to use me, somebody that is relevant, to stay relevant because they're falling, and it's nobody there with a life support to catch them. So they have to use me to stay relevant.
Miss Kelly, well, I just wanted to say I love you, Kelly. Like, I live for you. Like, you are everything, bitch. No shade. Like, I'm not trying to be a groupie or nothing, but, bitch, you give me life. Like, the ballroom thing is life over you, bitch, and you are legendary in your own right, bitch. So keep turning it. But that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Carla.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Hold on, y'all. Our other co-host is here, not Devon, but it is the iconic one himself, our Chanel International.
How's everybody? Hi, London. Hi, Rodney.
Hello.
Kelly. Just got on, so just trying to hear the recaps and stuff.
Yeah, We ain't start recapping yet. Honey. We about to get into everything, honey, that happened this weekend.
I have to apologize to Ayana because she had asked me to come to judge, but I'm still in the middle of Fashion Week, so I couldn't make it down there.
I know, that's right, Fashion Week.
So that's why it was a whole bunch of ex-cons and cons on the judges' panel.
London, please, stop. Well, Rodney, let's recap while we wait for Devon. Let's recap Ohio, Rodney, while we wait for Devon to come on and recap the Christian Bowl.
You want to go, or you want me to go?
You can go first, and I'll feed off of you.
Okay. I had a good time. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Sophia. She came to the ball. She had all the trophies. She definitely gave out the complimentary tables. Had little hors d'oeuvres on the table, you know what I'm saying? But it was a free table, so if you didn't get anything, it was still better than nothing. She also pulled out her money in $100 bills on the stage, just to let everybody know, because that seems to be the going thing around now. They want to make sure that you have your money before the ball, or so you're not getting it off the door or whatever. So she definitely showed her money in $100 bills. She pulled it out of her purse. So the ball, you know, commenced starting a little late than what she originally said, but that was okay because the drinks, you know, kept you occupied. They were for the low price of $3. Which, of course, you know, it was like a gold mine for me. And, you know, the categories, everybody came out, the Visus, the Ebonys, the Balenciagas were there, Revlons, Rodeos, Coutures, Infinities, Darions, of course, Prodigies, of course. I don't want to forget anybody. Pretty much those hobbits were definitely in there representing for their – oh, and the Mizrahis, I'm sorry. They were definitely in the building representing for their houses. And, you know, the ball went smooth as it could. Grand prize was $1,000, bringing the homie a clown effect or close to it. And then the performance part was bringing five elements with electrifying spins and dips and different stuff like that. And unfortunately, for the voguing part, no one really executed it properly, so everyone was chopped with that. It came controversial with some of the chops, but as a spectator, because I did not judge or anything like that, as a spectator watching, I didn't have a problem with everybody being chopped. I did not at all. So, and I'm going to give myself a shout out for walking over to All Runway. I walked All American. I won All American. And I lost to the young lady. Give a shout out to her, Bella Blahnik. She definitely, definitely deserves, well deserved to her for winning the mini grand over to All Runway. It was good just competing. You know, I'm a sport. I like to do everything. So that was it. And give a shout out to my house for participating. Little Vic for the performance redemption round. And to my son for winning Scuba Rimmets Jr. and Joe Prodigy.
Well, my recap of the ball in Ohio, I got to Ohio about 9:30. I got to Ohio about 9:30 Saturday morning. And I met up with Rodney and James, and I was just gagging, you know. I've been to Dayton, Ohio, and, you know, it was what it was. I just gagged when I got to Ohio, and it was just like, oh, my God, Rodney and James, we need to go find a fucking mall, okay, because I think that I am going to be overdressed for this ball in this motherfucking miniskirt and stilettos and everything. So I went and bought a whole new outfit, changed the outfit, got real Benji cut because that's what it looked like it was given. And that's exactly what it gave. Sophia, I definitely have to do give her props. She definitely had a fabulous ball. Definitely gave out about 14 to 15 free tables with hors d'oeuvres and everything on the tables. Definitely did call her out for LSS, and she went into her wallet, her purse, I mean, and pulled out her coins. She definitely did have all the cash there before the door even started. So definitely got to give her a big shout out for that. Definitely did have some cute trophies. Definitely, you know, a lot of girls definitely came out and walked for the category. The girls was not performing, like Rodney said, for $1,000. But everybody did get chopped. Sophia said she was going to do $500 open to all performers just to have the girls to have something to do. I told Sophia, the girls came out for the category that you had, and they didn't bring the category correct, Sophia. So keep your money to yourself. So then she said, no, I'm going to do something for them. So then she did the $200 category. The girls came out and the girls was walking for the $200 category. It was cute. Definitely got to give a shout out to the runway cunt from the House of Blahnik. She definitely did turn it out. To everybody that came out for Schoolboy Realness with their creative hats and their house colors, definitely a big shout out to them. But that performance category was after the girls, all the girls got chopped, and then they had all of these girls on the judges' panel. I know it's being in Ohio, y'all really don't have that many legends and people out there, but I think, think that it's about time that y'all start importing some legends and icons out there to sit on the panel. So when Rodney, myself, or James, or RR, or the legends of the ballroom scene come out there, that the girls don't take the things that happen to them as shade, because they normally used to get it through because they don't have people of credibility up on their panel to take and give them the knowledge and everything that they need for the categories that they're walking. So a whole incident happened that everybody has took out of proportion and blown out of proportion on Facebook and all types of things, and I don't know where all of these stories came from with the girls and these stories, but they was having the performance category. And I didn't chop. I was being very, and you got to ask Rodney, and you got to ask James or anybody else that was at the Raw, I was being really nice when I was on the panel for the second half. all the other girls that was up there that didn't have any credibility was doing all the chopping and chopping these children. I wasn't chopping anybody. I was really being nice. The bitch that y'all see at all these other girls, I was 150% nice this night. Two girls came out, one from the House of Ebony and one from another house. They came out and they was voguing. The crowd was going bananas and the crowd was going crazy for these girls, Miss Thing. You would have thought these girls was rock superstars, how the crowd was going crazy for them. So after they finished performing, Kool-Aid came to me and she was like, "What is your vote?" I said, they was not giving me what I want. I said they was just swinging here and they was dipping. These girls, I want to see their hands. I want to see other parts of the performance. So Kool-Aid said, y'all heard what she said. They came out there and they started giving hands. Both of them started giving hands, but they couldn't keep the hands going. It had to go into something else. And so both of them themselves walked off because they couldn't keep up with the stamina of hands. They did not have any hands at all. So the Ebony Child went to the back, and she was by the tour table, and she's sitting there, and she's reading me down and calling me all types of fat bitches and all types of things outside of the motherfucking box. I never chopped neither one of them. I just told them I wanted to see hands. They couldn't do hands, so she got mad and she was reading me, and so my husband took offense to her reading me and told her stop being disrespectful. She started reading my husband. It was just a whole big mess, and then we was about to leave outside the ball, and it was a whole big fucking mess at the entranceway of the ball of this queen reading and being disrespectful. And I had to let this queen know, bitch, you're like in your early 20s or whatever you are. I'm damn near 40 years old. You better hope to make it to my age, because a lot of you queens nowadays are not making it to my age, and you're sitting here, you're being really disrespectful. And so I forgot the child's name in the House of Ebony. I think his name is Dante Ronnie.
Yeah.
Dante was like, oh, I got her and all of this stuff. She was still going off being disrespectful, trying to get up in my lover's face and everything. And as she walking out the door, me and my lover and Rodney and all of us are standing at the door. We standing there, and as we standing at the door, she walks past us, and she doesn't say anything as she's walking past us. She waits till she gets all the way to the first door where you come into the ball at to want to start popping shit again. And so at that time, enough was enough, and I was going to take this little nigga head off. Okay, then Marquise and the Ebonies want to grab me and hold me up against the wall because they don't want me to attack her. They talk about they got it, but this little nigga is still talking motherfucking shit, okay? So for all you girls to speculate, oh, Kelly got tossed to the floor and got dragged on the floor, it was false. Never happened whatsoever. After that, me and Rodney and James and the rest of the prodigies went outside. We stood outside the ball and we was talking. The Ebonies was down the block and they was about to fight themselves. Then she got into a car, drove back in front of the ball, and the car stopped in front of the ball, and she told me, oh, she's coming to New York and what she's going to do to me and everything when she gets to New York. Why you got to wait till you come to New York, bitch? I'm ready to get at you in your own state. Why you gotta come to New York and I'm in your state? And so I went to go towards the car to go snatch her out the car, and they said, and somebody in the car yells off, pull off, pull off, pull off. So that's the story that actually happened. Kelly was never on nobody's floor. Kelly was never stopped by anybody, and all these rumors that the girls got going on. So let's get that out the crib, okay? I was in her state. They pulled off. I invited her to the floor. She didn't want to come to the floor, and that's what happened. But I had a lovely time in Ohio, and I really enjoyed Ohio. It was absolutely fun. So for all the girls that had their stories and was posting things in all the different groups, that's the story, and that's exactly how it happened. Isn't that true, Rodney?
That is correct. That is correct.
Kelly, let me ask you something. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Don't you think that that's a part of the cause that we're fighting towards in the ballroom scene today? Not saying your part, because you were very lenient in trying not to act out, but the individual who chose not to respect you for who you were as a legend in the ballroom, and trying to, like you always say, make a name for themselves off of your name, that person should be reprimanded by their house mother or father.
I spoke with Michael Haynes the next day, and Michael Haynes said that he was going to take care of the situation. I did. He did reach out to me. They did reach out to me, and they spoke with me because the story that they got was the same story that everybody else got, which was not true. I never even chopped these girls or anything. I just said I wanted to see y'all hands. Y'all don't have hands. Yes, the crowd is going up for y'all. Y'all eating these hair swings. Y'all got about 20 inches of hair that's eating the hair swing, eating it. I just wanted to see y'all hands. Neither one of them, let me hold on. Somebody sent me a message. It was the Khan and the Ebony, and Angel Ebony is her name, Baby Ebony is her name, and the Khan child. All I wanted to see was their hands. I never chopped neither one of them at all. I just wanted to see their hands. They couldn't do hands. Both of them got up and walked off. Why are you leaving me on the sidelines? And I was trying to be nice about the whole situation. Tell this little girl to stop being disrespectful. Just stop being disrespectful. She wanted to continue to be disrespectful. And you can only take so much of somebody disrespecting you before you have to come out of character.
Well, at least Mike, you know, addressed the situation, and that's at least it shows that we're on the right path of, you know, parents of houses trying to guide their children in another direction when it comes to violence in the ballroom scene.
Yes. When I tell you, I had a blast in Ohio. I really did. It was really cute. It was definitely, you know.
So they had a nice crowd?
Yeah, she definitely did have a nice crowd, definitely did have her money. I would just like to see more people from the surrounding states in Ohio support each other and come out to everybody's ball. And it's a lot of people that's having balls and having parties and stuff on the same day. I don't think that that's right, because that's trying to monopolize on somebody else's crowd. When you know that somebody's having a ball, why would you have a party or something on the same day as people having a ball, especially when you're a ball promoter yourself? You want these people to come to your ball and bring their children to your ball, which this lady does. When I see this lady at every ball I'm at in the Midwest, she's always there with all her kids, and I don't understand why it wasn't more support from everybody else in that area, you know. So that's my whole thing with the whole
situation. Which category of the night gave you the most life?
The category of the night that gave me the most life, I would have to say, would have to be the runway category, that Rodney walk that gave me the most life out of the night, because all the rest of the categories was performance is usually one of the hot Beckham categories in the ballroom scene, and it was very blah. The runway category was the hottest category, that Rodney walked.
Okay. Congratulations, Rodney.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, London just hit me up on Facebook, and she said she was in D.C., and she has a scoop from D.C. So while we wait for Divine, London, give us a scoop of your D.C. recap.
Hello?
Yes.
So basically, the ball was fairly cute. I liked it a lot. Congratulations to the Cons and the Garcons. The Cons won most of the little categories, but the Garcons won the $5,000 face. It was actually a nice crowd. It wasn't major or anything. The categories were draining. There was no highlight. For the $5,000 major category, it was like no energy. No one was walking. They were walking, but it was like they were walking for like $200, $250, you know? The judges' panel was a mess. The same house members on the panel, more than one, was actually judging. They did finish all the categories. They said they were going to finish it, but for some reason, they never finished all of them. They stopped at the Butch Queen Realness category. The runway actually looked like my grandmother's carpet. It was small. Otherwise, that it was boring, and I didn't go to the little function that was the next day. I just went home.
Oh, wait, hold on. Divine, is that you, darling?
Yes, it is. I'm just now landing, getting in the car from LAX.
I know that's right, honey.
Hello,
Rodney in London and myself.
And hey,
Divine. Hey, how are you?
we
just chilling, honey.
Let
me begin
her
recap of the ball and at the Christian ball. You still got any more recap for the Christian ball, London?
Hello?
Yes.
What did she say?
I said you got any more recap about the Christian ball?
No, it was just draining, you know. The categories were basically the cons won everything, you know. That was about it.
Okay.
Divine, I enjoyed seeing you.
Oh, thank you. I wish I knew who you were.
And lovely.
I will hurt you. I'm going to hurt you. Divine, what's your take on the function? And then I'll give, then me and Rodney will give y'all everything that we heard about the function.
Okay, the combo was, it was a good, I had a good time. I came in nice, crowded.
The ball.
I had a good time. It was crowded, the crowd was nice, you know, people weren't really, you know, wasn't too much ass showing. There was a couple of incidents, one I was included in, but other than that, I think the ball was, it was cool. I mean, it was, you can't really, you know, I mean, what did you say? It was a ball. You know, balls have ups, downs, and ins and outs. So it was, but overall, I mean, it wasn't something that I was like, ew, I wish I didn't come. I enjoyed it. I was actually glad to be there. I made it there. I had a good time. You know, all except for the little instance that I got into, but that was straightened out, so all is well. Oh, but I would like to say that I'm just like, utterly disappointed with Mark Kahn. Now, that's my buddy. I love Mark. But at the end of the day, Rose is an icon. She's a face icon. She's been doing this for over 50, for umpteen years. And for you to try to snatch her fan out of her hand or snatch the feathers out of her fan, it just was purely disrespectful. Everyone knows Rose. Her demeanor is not nasty. She was not slamming that girl. And anyway, it's female figure face. So if you haven't taught your girls that if they see a girl with a fan to get out the fucking way, then that's your problem, not the person that's walking. Everybody already knows when you see a girl with a fan, what's she going to do? She's going to block you with it. She's going to immediately block her. That's just part of the female figure face shade. Everybody knows that. It's, you know, everybody does it. So I just don't understand why you felt it was necessary to get up there and get physical with her. It's unbecoming. It's tired. It's late. And you see the atmosphere that it created. It started, it almost ended that ball in actuality. You know what I mean? Because, you know, everybody's not going to stand for that. And I know I won't. I won't ever watch no icon legend from my house get disrespected and think I won't say anything because that's out of the question.
I think the best way is to stay out of the
he got away with it.
I think these queens need to mind their business and stay out of women and female figures' business and let them handle their business as women and female figures, sim queens, or whatever they want to be called. That's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem nowadays with the butch queens. They're always in something, and they need to mind their business.
The girls were gorgeous, but you were that hungry for them to win that you know, you couldn't hold yourself when you saw, you know, Rose taking it off, starting to sell it hard. You just to jump in there and interfere. That was just totally, you know, that was horrible. And you know what? I think that we need to start disqualifying people when their houses do shit like that. Like, okay, well, you know, your house just jumped up there and got nasty, so you can just go ahead and walk off the stage and stand next to them. You can't even get, you know, whether you got tens or not, you can't even compete any longer because they don't know how to control themselves. That's something that should, you know, be into effect as well. Because sometimes these houses get up there when these kids are walking there and they are horrible. All the heckling from the side of the judges panel and all that shit. Don't nobody want it. I'm not up there for that shit. So I put up there, the judge is going to respect my opinion and let me do what I got to do. Otherwise, you know, get the fuck out of my face and get the fuck away from the panel. People really shouldn't even be. I wish the panel was encased in glass or something, like we couldn't hear or see nothing but the competition. Now that would be great.
So, Devon,
yeah, like,
what do you think about Faith as a House?
Say that again?
What do you think about Faith as a House?
Faith as a House. I think that it went just the way it should have went for what was there. I think it was just the way it should have went for what was there. You know, out of everybody that walked that night, Sasha and that crew were the best. They had, in my opinion, they brought it, and it, you know, and they brought it they brought it a little better than anyone else that was doing this that night. And that's not
they
saying
actually,
that's not
just they
people
actually sewed it. They didn't just sit there and, you know.
Right. And continually, that's what I did love about them. Like, they were, it was,
yeah.
They didn't stop until they said 10. Like, they never stopped selling it. And I loved it.
Okay.
Like, they stayed in their mode the whole time. From Trey and everybody, just constantly in our faces, smiling, selling it, going left. Now that's what I enjoy. You know, one thing about face, you know, it's about, to me, it's about 40% beauty and 60% confidence. Because if you're not confident in what you're doing, then it's like an animal. We can smell the fear on you. It's like, it, you know, and it doesn't come across right. And some people that particular night just weren't that confident in what they were doing, even though they may have looked nice. It just didn't. They didn't exude that confidence and that arrogance that we need to see for faith.
London, your opinion on all 14?
I think they brung it, but they all didn't sell it like the Gold Songs. You know, most of the miserable
right.
sat there and thought that since Carmen Carrera came out, she was going to like break up the building. She didn't really do much. You know, the other houses they really didn't. There's not memorable, you know. It's nothing memorable about them. I remember the Garçons mostly.
Well, before we go and take the callers, I'm going to give y'all my opinion on it. And I spoke with a lot of people that was at the ball about the category. And so I'm going to give y'all my opinion. This is only my opinion. I've seen all the pictures of all four teams that walked that night. And like the people that I spoke with and Rodney spoke with, I think all four teams should have been chopped. Or all four
Ooh.
Teams should have got 10. Because everybody that walked on every team had either two or three powerhouses, and then they had two or three people that was lacking or thereof of something for the $5,000 face category. Okay? Some people have people on their team that didn't blend with each other. When you're walking face as a house, and I think you're walking runaway as a house, it's all about complimenting and blending the looks together. Everybody cannot walk face as a house. As a house, even if they have faith or they walk faith, and the same thing with runway. Okay, you can't blend everybody in to do it. It's just like it just doesn't work. It's like you can have people that can turn their category for runway, but and runway as a house, they're just not a fit for runway as a house. And I think it was a lot of girls on each team that wasn't a fit. Okay, and then my opinion or another opinion that I have on this situation is the fact of I heard that teams got 10s by the judges, and then Ayana came out and she chopped the teams after they got 10s by the judges because she didn't see it. That's one of my strong reasons for not going to Marco Herrera's balls, okay? Because if you have people that you ask to sit on your judges panel, you respect these people's decisions for having them come on your judges panel. So there should be no reason why you as a promoter should have to come out and overturn anybody's tens or anybody's chops if you respect these people as you say you do, because you should respect these people because you asked them to sit on your judges panel, okay? And I just think it was dead wrong for her to come out there and chop the people after the judges gave them 10s because she didn't see certain things that the other judges didn't see. And I know none of the girls that sit in all of these chat rooms is going to come and press 1 and voice their opinion about how they feel about the situation. But a lot of people have been saying in the chat room since this ball that they felt that it was a setup. But nobody else is going to say it. So, you know, that's just what people have been saying. So, I don't know. Rodney, your take on it?
I appreciate the same information that you did, first of all. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
Hold on. Devon, we're going to put you on mute for a minute. Your background is too loud. Just text me when you're ready to come back on. Go ahead, Rodney.
I got, like, pretty much the same information that you did as far as the ball or whatever, as far as with that category itself. Either everybody should have got 10s and battles because they had to give out the money anyway, or everyone should have got chopped. But that's pretty much all the information I got as far as with that category.
Yes. So, but if you out there and you have an opinion on the situation, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open for you to definitely press 1 and come up here and definitely voice your opinion about how you feel about the ball and everything. You know, just don't take our word for it. I want to hear what other listeners and other people that was at the ball actually have to say about it. Okay, so we have a caller, 917-651. You're live on the air.
Good evening, Kelly. Good evening, London, and Rodney, and Devon. This is Kai.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're fine, yourself.
Okay. Well, I was at the ball. I'll just give you guys my take on the ball overall. One of the things I like about it is that it started at a pretty decent time. I believe the ball started before 1. I got there around 1:15-ish, and it had already started. I think it was like on the 4th category. People were calling us, telling us that it had started, but we didn't believe them because people always say that, and when we get there, the ball had not started, but it actually started, so that was great. It was packed when we got there. When we got there, we saw the parking lot was, like, jam-packed, so we had to park, you know, a little ways from the parking lot. The categories that stood out for me, most of the categories were pretty well contested. I love Runway to the House. I really love the House of Revlon. Marquise led the house, Runway to the House. It was really nice. I think they did Grease. Really nice production. And then for the battle, they really were together. So I think that was well deserved. And I also like the Masters of Vogue. I think Marquise once again did a phenomenal job. Ricky Allure also looked really, really well. Her body was just off the chain. She brought it in the bag. They were the last battle. The grand prize went to Marquise, and it was well deserved. As far as Faith as a House is concerned, what I'll first say is that I was a little disappointed because of the fact that the category was for $5,000. And I'm used to Raquel Balenciaga type $5,000. I know that, you know, with a category like Something as a House, it could be a little long, but I just wish that all of the teams would have just gave a little more for $5,000. That was my first issue with Face of the House. And as far as the 4 different teams, like you guys said, I think that all teams had the rock stalkers that really could say that they were prepared that night for $5,000, and then all teams may have had one or two people who were not prepared to walk for $5,000. Not saying that they couldn't, but that night, no. So in that respect, I think that all of the teams were even. And if I had to try to find a way to select a winner, it would be either the Garcons or the Evisus. The Garcons, because they really sold it very well. And the Evisus, because they had a really nice production. I really liked their production. And they always have very good production. I think that the pictures, the Garcons' pictures was really nice. The Evisus' picture could have been a little better. I believe that a few of the judges had a problem with their picture. And when it comes to Ayana chopping, I think that the reason Ayana chopped was because she made an announcement. She said that she's been walking this category for 17 years. She knows what face is. She knows what she's looking for, and if that's not what they're bringing, they're not going to get through. So I think that Ayana was a judge, but she allowed the judges to judge first. They gave their opinion, and I don't think that she was taking, you know, overruling them. I think she just was, it was now it was her turn to judge it. She felt that the category, the house deserved 10, then she left it. But if she felt that they didn't deserve 10, then she judged herself. And then she chopped, I believe, the VCs and the nuclears. So I just think that for $5,000, I really wish that people would bring it a little better than just relying on your talent. Because if you're just relying on your talent, then what's the difference, $5,000 versus $500? There's really no difference. Just give us a little more. I think people need to concentrate on how to learn how to do productions better, so it won't be boring, so it won't be long and drawn out, so you can hear things going, you know, what's going on in the production. They need to just invest more time in it, because we deserve more if it's for $5,000, because a lot of houses are probably saying, oh, well, we could have did that. We could have done much better than that or whatever. So that's my take on what other category? Oh, the runway kids were very, very upset. Unfortunately, they couldn't finish. I don't remember what happened, why they couldn't finish, but there was a lot of runway kids in the back, and they were really, really upset. When they said the ball was over, I never saw this before in my life. It seems like all of the runway kids simultaneously came from the back, and all of them had their hands on their hips, and they looked totally disgusted. It was so weird because they all came out at once, like, ball was over, and they just came out of nowhere, like, what? Because they were back there practicing and doing their thing. So that was unfortunate, but they did have an opportunity to walk at the next ball. They just didn't show up for whatever reason. I mean, and that's pretty much it. You know, the atmosphere was nice. I love seeing Erskine, Princess, he was there, and Joseph was flawless. He's like timeless beauty. The Christians have a lot of good talent, you know, and hopefully they'll be hitting the runway soon. They walked last night. I believe they got grand prize. I think maybe two categories they walked. You know, they have a wonderful set of sex sirens. This one drags is really beautiful. And, of course, Ayana just looked stunning. She looked truly amazing in that gold gown. When she hit that runway, the lights hit that gown, and I swear, it just looked amazing, like she was at the Oscars or something, and that face was just stamped. It was, you know, the ball was one of the best balls that's happened as of late. And like I said, you know, they made the announcement twice regarding Fike. Some people just aren't going to get it, and, you know, hopefully it'll stick, because, you know, we all know that people have hot heads. I just think people just need to be able to control stuff. Like, I was listening to Kelly in Ohio. I think that was very commendable that you took all that stuff that was coming towards you. First of all, you're out of town. You're giving your legendariness to a city that doesn't have a lot of legends. So I think that they should respect that. And not only because you're a legend, but just because you were a judge who was chosen to sit down, people just need to respect that and just move on, take it as constructive criticism, and bring it harder the next time. So, you know, it's just one of those things that when you put something in place, we need to stick to it. If people fight, we need to stick to it. It is what it is. People just have to just say, you know, it's not that serious. If you're being attacked, nobody's going to say don't defend yourself, but if somebody chop you or they just give you constructive criticism, take it. If you want to read them, just say something and just keep it moving. Don't carry the whole rest of the night reading, and then you get in the member's face and all these other. It's just so pathetic, and it makes you really look insecure. And if your life is that important, if the ball and chain is that important to you, then God knows, or God helped you with your life outside of ball and chain, which is probably non-existent. If it means that much to you that you have to threaten people and just make yourself look like an idiot over a win or a trophy. So that's my take on it. I had a really, really good time, and hopefully, you know, we'll see more balls that start on time and categories that are tested. And for God's sake, the next $5,000 category, please bring it somewhat like you are walking for $5,000. And this is no shade to anybody. You know, anybody can critique me whenever I walk. I don't care. But I'm just saying, I don't think anyone brought it like they were bringing it for $5,000. The faces, yes, you all sit, but as far as the way you bring it to production, just step your game up a little bit.
Thank you, Kyle, for definitely calling in. And I'm going to tell y'all, I got to go back to the pictures because I don't remember all the girls. But I'm going to tell y'all exactly. Please do not get mad. And please do not get mad at me. This is only what people that was at the ball, because I was not at the ball. Okay, I only seen the pictures that were sent to my cell phone and the opinions of people that had opinions about who walked on what team and shouldn't have been on the team walking. So, girls, please don't hit my phone up calling me and telling me I'm reading y'all, because this is not my opinion. These are the pictures that were sent to me when I was in Ohio with Rodney and James and my husband, and we looked at the pictures ourselves, and they said these people should have been on that team walking face. They should have had these people or that people or this person in their house walking. So don't get mad at me. But I'm going to give y'all that rundown in a few minutes. I want to thank you, Kyle, for definitely calling in. We have Monty Christian is on the line with us. Monty.
Hey, babe, what's going on?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Hey, what's up, Rodney? First of all, on behalf of the House of Christian, Ayana, myself, and other leaders of the house, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone who came out from far and near, from Chicago, from Miami, from L.A., locals from Baltimore, from North Carolina, Richmond, everybody, Atlanta. I appreciate everybody who came out, and Baltimore came hard too. Anybody I missed, Ohio, Canada, the House of Monroe, you know, houses that I wasn't even familiar with came and got tables and came and supported. And I want to send a special shout out to everyone who came, and I appreciate it. There was very minimum altercation. I just think that Rose event, I think, was a, I came from the back. I was dealing with security at the time, getting more time for the venue, purchasing more time. And I know I want to send a, I'm sorry to the Runway Kids, but to speak on that, the ball did start at a great time. I want to say thank you all to those who came out, because without you all coming out, for one time that I can remember, this shows that it can be done. We did so many different incentives to get people there. The people came out before 12 for the $20 admission before 12. They came in right after 12. I know I was out making runs, last-minute stuff, and when I came out, the ball had already started. Actually, they was waiting for me to do Grand March and had postponed that some. So I want to send a special thank you to everyone who came out. In addition to speaking about not having a category and finishing that, I did pay an extra $700 for the venue for another hour. What goes on in these venues, and this is for people who are non-promoters, and the promoters can probably vouch for that. I know I was speaking with Zach last night about this, and anybody who has a ball. What happens is when you frequent these venues, the bond they put me in was when you frequent these venues, they see LGBT individuals come in. They see the money at the door. And what happened, the conversation I was having when they were having an altercation when I came out with Rose and everything, the altercation, before the altercation was happening, I was in back with security. And what happens, you all who are non-promoters, you know, they see the money coming in, and when you get to that time limit, they want to charge you these outrageous prices. And they give you an, they gave me an ultimatum, either I could pay this $700 for another hour, or I can stop the ball right then and there. And what I explained to them is, I said, these people came far and near. I have a cat. I think at the time we had another $1,000 category. It hadn't happened yet. I said, there's no more people coming into the ball. The bar is sold out. We're not taking any more money in. I said, I can end the ball now and keep $1,000, but that's not what I want to do. I said, these people have came in. I want to give out all the cash, and I explained about how it makes organizations look bad when they don't give out their cash, and I gave them the benefit of you guys want us to come back to your venues, and this is what we want to do. So I wanted to give out all the cash, and I think we did that, but, you know, I apologize for all those people who came and didn't walk. I know Kai just got off the air. There was a couple of categories that was not on the flyer. Executive Realness, Sneaker versus Sneaker wasn't on there, and Old Way wasn't on there. Three categories that I've walked before. I don't know what the shade was towards me from my house, but I threw those categories in there. I don't know if they ever got to them. I placed them in certain areas. I don't know if RJ got a chance to do them or input them, but I try to accommodate as many people as possible because you can't have every category at a major ball because your ball would never end. It's about 50 different categories. But I just wanted to send a shout out. And Kelly, what's up? Thank you for calling me on the show, baby. Everything is good. Good seeing you last night. Glad you came out. I seen Rodney. He just last night. What's up, Rodney?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. So what's up? What's going on? I heard a couple of things. One thing clear, Ayanna was a judge. It wasn't that, she was a judge for that category because she was giving out that money. So it wasn't that she just picked people and overruled them. She was a judge. What happened, I don't know if it's on the video. I don't know if they got this on tape. She chopped them, and then she came up, and then they would think it was legendary Monica Allure. I remember this with the Mugliers. I wasn't there. I had walked off. I didn't get to see the Mrs. I saw the first young lady who walked with the Mrs. She was gorgeous, but I didn't see the rest of the Mrs. walk. I did
definitely
not see the
EP. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Alyssa Mizrahi's, Mike's, Ms. Rahi's
yes.
sister. They said she stole the show for the House of Mizrahi, Ms. Say. They gave away the other table should have been put together. Well, let me get, I got the pictures now. I got the pictures of all the houses now, and I got them on my phone, and they're on my computer now. So I'm going to go through the teams the way the girls sent it to me, and they sent it to me. They gave the very Alyssa Garcon. They gave the very, it was great seeing her back in drags, Miss Day, for the category. They said that she was one of the weak links in the Garcon team. She does not have it anymore, okay? The next picture that was sent to me was Tamara from the House of Mugler. I love Tamara Down. I see her for faith. They said Ayanna says she does not have faith. This picture that they sent me, it wasn't one of Tamara's best nights. They said she was also one of the weak links for the Mugler team. They said, I forgot his name from Mugler, Ross. They gave the very, he needs the pretty boy something, not realness, but just pretty something, but not for the face, okay? They said.
He wants sex siren. He's sex siren.
Sex siren. They say he needs to stick to sex siren, leave face alone. They said him and Tamara was the weak link on that team. They said for the Garcons that the Dawson child, they thought that he was the weak link for their team, and they really didn't like the effects. The effects gave them very, they bought it out the store. It wasn't cute. I don't know who this light-skinned child is from the House of Evisu. They gave the very, it was, she has woman's face, and she's a woman. I don't know if she's a woman or a cunt. They said she has that category, but for $5,000, they didn't see it. She was the weak link on their team, and also David, that was walking face for years, he was the weak link also with the Evisu, and that the outfit was costumey. They didn't see it. They said for the house of Mizrahi, they gave the very, they did not see Hollywood, they gave the very, they did not see Felicity, and they did not see Mike. They gave the very, Carmen for RuPaul Drag's Race was definitely sitting. They gave the very, Mike's sister, Alyssa, was the whole team. They should have had more people. She stole the show from everybody. That was what was sent to my phone. So, girl, please don't read me. That's what people sent, and that's what people's opinions was. But nobody's going to call in here, and nobody's going to press 1 and say their opinion, and that's what it was. Honey. Oh, Jaden got
tell you,
the week later. Got his name now. But go ahead, Monty.
I tell you what would have been over, since I'm listening to everything and I've heard those comments. What would have been over, and I don't know, everybody didn't get chopped. But, there's a lot of people that says that, they should have got chopped or whatever. Just on the pictures alone, you had to bring a portrait. Everyone brought a portrait. I was there to see the Evisu portrait. I think they would look better in person than a portrait. the portrait really wasn't really clean. Of course, I'm not legend. I just hang with the legendary children. But the picture wasn't really clean or anything like that. So I don't know if it was the shade from the picture, but it didn't get chopped on the picture. But, you know, I think that, you know, if they would have chopped everybody, I would have brought, I don't know, I would have brought everybody back up or told Ayanna to bring everybody back up, made her reduced it to $3,000 and had the members pick their best three out of their groups and bring it back. That would have made it hot.
Yeah, it would have made it hot. But a lot of people, I spoke to a lot of people, and everybody said either everybody should have got all 10s or everybody should have been chopped and they should have did something because everybody had weak links on their team. That nobody team was actually the rebirth of Carter $5,000. Nobody team was. That's what everybody said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did hear that. I was standing with some icons and legendary people on the sidelines, and they were saying, you know, you guys should have kept your $5,000. But it's hard to do that, you know, because if you chop everybody, you know, and if somebody on the panel chops everybody, then it makes the house look bad as if you don't have the money or you don't want to give the money out. You know how that goes. So, I mean, it's negative feedback regardless, whether it's on the judges. If the house keeps $5,000, then it's the house of Christian wanting to keep their money. Ayanna, we ain't had the money or whatever the case may be. I don't know.
Well, let me say this. I think at the end of the day, what you guys did was very commendable because you didn't want to give out the money. You wanted to give out the money, and regardless of the fact that each team had, you know, some poor examples, you said, you know what, we're going to continue through with this. We're going to give out our cash, but we're going to let the rebuttals speak for themselves because the rebuttals will tell people when they walk face to the house from this day forward that they need to have a stronger team, and those teams need to be judged accordingly. So when these people come up, and I think what I would emulate as a ball promoter, if you know of a house that's going to be walking, just the promoter, no one else needs to see this, they need to send the promoter a photo of everybody that's walking, and that promoter can warn them in advance if they got a couple of weak links. They have to figure out who those weak links are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why.
At the end of the day, this is $5,000. You understand? And if you have three beauties, and then you have maybe two that's not sitting, you know, they could cause your team to fall. And if someone chops them, then everybody's going to say, oh, it's shade. And then the next team comes up and you chop them. They're going to say, oh, you just can't take it. You know, so at the end of the day, what Ayanna did was commendable. The house that got it came the closest to having a perfect team. And in the future, when you have a category like that face as a house, please make sure that it's a house that has Carter. That's it.
Yes, definitely. Because when I went and seen the houses that was walking, and I was thinking, I never once, I was sitting and me and Rodney and James was talking, and I thought, I knew that the Mizrahis was going to come. I thought about the house of Chanel. I thought about the house of Garcon. I thought about the house of Mugler. Like certain houses, I didn't think about the Evisus coming for face as a house. I see them more for best dress and all of those other fashion categories. I guess when the Evisus walked, I heard that the Evisus had walked because I didn't see them. Like when you think about certain categories, you know what houses that's going to be on the floor. So I guess when I heard that the Evisus walked and they got chopped and then the girls were sending the pictures around and everything. But I really think out of everybody's, out of my opinion, out of everybody's looks that they had up there, the Evisus look, you know, from the pictures, everybody
they were clean.
Their opinions on it, but from the pictures, they looked it on point with the way they looked gave me pictures.
They were clean. They were very clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very clean. It was very cut, and it was to the point. They just had that from what the people said, they just had the weak links in the production, but out of everybody's effects, the Evisus, I'll definitely have to give the Evisus grand prize for the effects.
Wait, but was it just me, or did Jack really gag when his girlfriend chopped his house?
Who chopped them? Who chopped them? I wasn't there. I was with security. I was on the back.
Oh.
Who chopped them?
I forgot.
What did you say? You
know
I said I forgot. I got something to say. I was watching earlier the Vicky Gotti show. She did this wonderful interview with those three gorgeous ladies from the House of Chanel. It was Dee Dee, it was Rose, and it was Divine Chanel. I just wanted to negate something that was said on there, and, you know, I'm very non-controversial, but it was said that it was some type of plot for the cons to win one of the face categories, and it was a plot from the House of Christian. Let it be known that the grandfather, James Caan, is my mother. However, she did not support the function. There is nothing that the House of Christian owes to the House of Caan. I love the House of Caan dearly, but there was not two people from the House of Caan up there, nor do the House of Christian owe the House of Caan anything. It's always been love. It will be love, but by no mistake, it's not a DC thing. We did our damnness to make sure that people from DC wasn't on there. Rodney wasn't on there. The Icon, Harold the Icon wasn't on there. Whitney was on there because...
They didn't say there were three cars on there, but you know how you get people have left houses and they want cars, but they're not cars anymore. So that's automatically three votes that way because they used to be cars. That's what everybody was getting at.
Yeah,
I know, and I've picked over cons. I picked over cons, and I've been at balls when I was a con and chopped a con before because they didn't bring it right. I remember Mark getting chopped one time because he had on a flip flop with a suit and it just wasn't right. So I mean, I'm pretty fair, and we did the panel, and let me say this to be clear. There was many judges that was on the list that did not come from various houses. And there were some judges that asked to be replaced and because the replacement was not sufficient enough because of the way they judged balls before, that replacement was not accepted. So we had over 30 judges on the list. Because you do that because some people wasn't going to show up. But we try to do it.
Well, I just want to apologize on my behalf. I did not. It wasn't that I didn't want to show up, or it's not that I didn't want to show up. I had to work, so I couldn't make it.
Oh no! I know about
Ayana,
you, but
you know I love
yeah.
Ayana down.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, we had to replace her for
973-651. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 204-281. You're live on the air. 240-281, you're live on the air. Okay, Divine, you're back with us.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, well, we can finish conversating because nobody else seems like, you know, I'm not even going to say my legendary line because it just aggravates me. It really does, but you know, y'all know what I always say, bitch. Y'all girls... Girl, stop texting my phone, Miss Dang. If it ain't about a fight, Dang, listen, I'm gonna say, okay. If it ain't about a fight or something that major that happened at a ball, and all you bitches have opinions on categories and things that happen, don't text my phone about y'all opinions or how y'all feel, because this is the format for y'all to come and voice y'all opinion, and nobody comes and voice their opinion. When you voice it to the red phone, the only person that gets my opinion on this red phone is when me and Jasmine have conversations and I send the pictures back and forth and we talk about it. Everybody else in the ballroom community does not hear what me and Jasmine talk about. So y'all girls need to start picking up the phone and calling here and voicing your opinion instead of using my phone as an outlet for your opinion. And then y'all say, oh, I'm going to call into the show and y'all never call in. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, London. Hi.
Hey, how are you, baby?
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to make it hot because it seems to be a lot of controversy of what is face, and, you know, everyone has their opinion. So I'm going to ask everybody on the panel, meaning the forum, who is your three face femme queens, butch queens, and butch queen in drags? I'm going to start with you, I don't care what era today, yesterday, the case may be. I want your opinion of who you feel, in your opinion, gives face. One butch queen, one femme queen, and one butch queen in drags.
Dee Dee Chanel, Whitney Mugler, and Divine Chanel.
Who?
Oh, that's two femme queens. I need a butch queen in drag now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come back on that one. I'll pass on that one.
I'm ready.
Well, my three is I would definitely have to say Trigger Lee for the femme queens. For the butch queens, I would definitely have to say Brian Affinity. And for the drag queens, I would definitely have to say Stitches Mizrahi.
Okay. Well, Mine is Rodney. For Butch Queen, I'm going to go today. I'm going to say Exotic Mugler. For Butch Queen and Drags, I'm going to definitely have to say Mariah Balenciaga. And for Femme Queens, I'm going to say Dee Dee Chanel.
London?
For my drugs, I'm going to say Mariah Balenciaga.
Yeah, I'm going to give Mariah, too, because I just couldn't get it out.
I was going to say Mariah.
I'm going to give my film queen face to Raquel. And what's the next one for Mel?
Butch Queen.
Mike Mizrahi.
And if I can say for the present, for Butch Queen Faith, I would definitely
I got a present.
With Exotic for the present,
I would say for the present, Christian Allure. I would say Butch Queen and Drag would be Mariah. And I would say Ayana for Femme Queen.
I got two Femme Queens because I like light skin and dark skin. I like Dee Dee for dark skin. I love Coco for light skin. Those are my femme queens. BQ, Whitney. I love Whitney. And Butch Queen and Drag. Oh my gosh. I would say Mariah.
Take the ice cream sandwich. Go ahead.
No, I actually see De'Asia. I see De'Asia drugs.
I'm here. I'm just like, I'm in indignation because my point of the question is there's so many in each category. And I think sometimes they have their nights and they don't have their nights. And it's like, what happens when you have a handful that brings it? And it's like, you know.
But that wasn't your question.
I know. When I'm listening to you guys, and I'm feeling all your responses. Of course, I have my opinion, but it's my point is, it's like, what happens when you have a whole handful and they all bring it?
Well, when you have a $5,000 category, everybody should be to the standards of the $5,000. A lot of, like I said, a lot of these people, yes, they do walk that category, but a lot of these people, it didn't blend. The girls didn't. It just didn't blend. Everything just, it didn't mix. Mm-hmm. It was a bad motherfucking cocktail that did not blend the correct way. That's what it was.
You and at the end of the day, things. If you have a group, if you
it's,
have...
It's just like, if, wait, hold on. It's just like washing clothes. You can't mix darks with light.
Or hot water with cold.
I have another question, too, Kelly. I have another question. This is for the panel as well. You think it's fair to judge a face when, okay, for example, Butch Queen's face. Do you think it's fair to judge a person who's painted versus unpainted? Now, I understand if you separate the categories, but when it's Butch Queen's face and you have one child who's unpainted against a girl who's painted, do you think it's fair to judge them? Because, of
Keisha,
course.
When in the last 5 years you've seen a Butch Queen walk unpainted, Keisha?
It's been a while.
Jada?
It's been a while.
compensating Godfall.
The last Emery.
Well, let me say this, because these are categories that I really take my time with, and I'm going to say this to you. If there's a butch queen who's working a category that says painted or unpainted, if he's painting, he knows he's taking a chance against a child he may be in the battle zone with who's unpainted. And if it comes down to the battle zone of a person who's painted and unpainted, the person who is unpainted is definitely going to win, because that's a canvas that's definitely already done.
Hmm.
It's a mandatory win.
Gotcha.
Because you can't conceal anything. It's all in front of you. When you're painted, you're concealing something. Now, if you have two butch queens who are both painted and they're both in the battle zone, then I'm going to have to look beneath that concealer and find what I'm looking for. And trust me, I will find it.
See y'all girls and see y'all girls in the chat room, okay, baby, listen. Ain't nobody throwing shade at nobody, because the Ms. Rahis was not the only team that had darks and lights mixed together. Other teams had darks and lights mixed together, and it just don't motherfucking blend, okay? And if I had my opinion, and I go through the roster of the girls that I did, like me and Jasmine, we have our talks about how the boys went and everything, and we went through our rosters of people that was in different houses, and I put teams together for all of those houses, well, not the Evisus, because I really don't know how many face kids they have in the house Evisus, but the other three teams, I put my teams together for those houses that should have had the people walking on those teams that would have actually definitely got tens across the board without any doubt.
You know what somebody should do? They should just have Faith as a team and allow people from different houses to come together. Rodney, if you had to put together a Faith as a team of five people, who would it be?
Right now, I couldn't, like, give it to you because I would have to study. You know me, I'm very...
What about you, Kelly?
If I had to put a team together that I knew was going to rock sock and take the building away, I would definitely have to pick Dee Dee would definitely be on the team. Raquel would definitely be on the team. If I had to do five, it would be Raquel, it would be Dee Dee, it would be Trigony, it would be Amaya, and it would be motherfucking Trace if I had to put a team together.
Okay.
No Butch Queens.
No butch queens. I'm not gonna mix the butch queens in there. I'm gonna be honest with y'all because I have an opinion about everything. I want to be 100% honest with y'all. Okay. I sat and I had a conversation with Jasmine. I was a Mizrahi for 16 years. Okay. And if I was still in that house, I did not see that team that they send out there. Okay? And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I would have sent, if I was doing that team and I was still in that house, I would have sent out my sister. I would have sent out Carmen for RuPaul Drag Race. I would have sent out that new bullheaded cunt that they have in the house, Miss Day, that can walk sex, siren, and body and face. And I would have sent out Cookie Mizrahi. And I would have sent out Trace. And I would have sent out Lola if they was up here, you know, in the States, but they're not in the States. Those was my five. When I talked to Jasmine and we was recapping the ball that I would have sent out for the House of Mizrahi. I would not have sent out that team that was there. Those are my five that I would have sent out, and it would have been all cunts.
Rodney, you got yours yet? And try to mix it up. Don't just do all...
Okay. I would do, because I'm going to go with the darker tone ones. I would do Tempress. I would do Dee Dee. I would do Exotic. I'm mixing all butch queens, drag queens. I would do Michelle A. And I would do Big Jasmine Malone.
Now, out of those five that he picked, Kelly, would you give them all tens?
Out of the five that Roddy picked, I would give them all tens. I would definitely give them all tens because it's a good blend. It blends together. It's all about blending together when you're doing something with Face as a house or Runway as a house. It's not just because everybody got Face or everybody got Runway that you put them in there. It's all about the blend.
But Kelly, it's not so much the blend that he just put together. Mm-hmm. Everybody that he just said, they can hold their own and they know how to bring the category. They're going to go out and get the look that's going to be the right look mm-hmm. to go with what they're doing. And all of them can support what they're doing. You see, that's what makes a team, too. There's not one person in that group that he named that would fall short on getting what they need for that category.
And she sure does.
So I have a team.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Come on, Lada.
Go ahead, baby.
Lala Lapula Ebony. Felicity. who else? Exotic. Paris Gossom. Shannon. Is she a con?
Double O.
Oh, yeah, Shannon Double O. My team is. Now, that's a blend.
You didn't finish your team.
I did. That was five.
That was three, wasn't it?
No.
Start over, Lola. Again.
Lola Ebony.
Paris
Boston. Felicity Mizrahi. Shannon 007 and Exotic.
What kind of blend is that?
It's like
a frappuccino.
It's an all around. Okay, it's a frappe blend.
So you setting that team up to get chopped, right?
Basically, yeah. No, but there's actually a difference between painting and plastering. You know, you can plaster. You know, you can steam it your face to where you don't actually see a detail, and you can paint where you see every detail, you know?
London is a geeky.
Hello.
Javai, what's your team?
Do they all have to be from the same house? Or
no.
No, any five. Your all-star team.
Oh, my all-star team, Coco Chanel, Dee Dee, Amaya, Temperance, and I love the Miss White chick, the Mike's sister.
Alyssa,
sorry about that. Oh, Diana.
Nobody said Jamie.
She's already icon, you know.
It doesn't have anything to do with that. We're just putting teams together. But at the end of the day, you didn't pick any Butch Queens.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Exotic and
Raul.
Oh, I do like Raul too. Oh, and Jeremy. I like Jeremy too.
So at the end of the day, I think the consensus that just came in from us talking, those would be faces that would bring the crowd to their feet as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those people walked the other night,
mm-hmm.
did they?
And somebody just texted me and they said, well, they're not on the phone line listening, but they would like to fit their team in. They said Coco Chanel, Portia Milan, Whitney Garcon, Alyssa Mizrahi, and Mariah Balenciaga.
Blink, stairs, and
crickets. What
did you say? I said blink, stairs, and crickets.
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. Let's take some of these callers. Thank you, Keisha, for definitely calling in.
Thank you.
Oh,
the next caller we have is 202-280. You're live on the air.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Mikey. I wanted to congratulate the House of Christian. I think you guys had a great ball, Monty. I think it speaks volumes to Ayana and Charles that they just debuted this house in August, and they were able to pull the crowd that they did and have a successful function. I think it went really well. To speak to your comment, London, the cons did not win everything. The Revlons won Runway at the House. The Balenciagas won Female Figure Performance. The Garcon won Pretty Boy Realness. So the cons did not win everything.
To correct your statement, I said that the cons won.
That the cons won all the small categories and the Garcons won the big categories. That's what you said. But neither here nor there. I was just correcting it. However, the Masters of Vogue category, I actually...
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Go ahead. You can start it off and then
I'm very close with Charles, and I actually was really disappointed. I don't know how many people are in that room, but, Charles took a lot of heat behind certain people not being on the list. And for 7 or 8 girls to come out, I was really disappointed that Malachi and Arturo, they walked to get their 10s, and they didn't come back for the battle. I can understand if it's a regular Butch Queen Vogue Femme category. However, you're voting against your peers. You know, they've made this category for you all. It's this big fuss about Masters of Vogue, and then you don't come back to battle. You come all the way to D.C. to not come back to battle. I think that was tired. I think, the goal that Charles had, I honestly think, I know he was disappointed that he did not get the outcome that he did. However, if the girls who weren't on that list that people think should be masters, such as the Kitties, the Cassandras, the Pretty, those are girls who would have came out, the Laomis, those are girls who would have came out and walked and made it hot. So I really just don't think that they shouldn't have that category anymore. Just cut it because they're not going to walk.
It's not even about them walking, honey. I got calls about the Masters of Vogue, the category that the girls came out and walked, and they made the very, oh my God, it was just so horrible. Sister Tamara, if you're on the phone lines and you're listening, feel free to definitely press 1 because the girls said.
I think the tens was high. I think the tens were high.
They said the tens was hot, but they said when it came to the battle that those girls looked horrible. They said, I'm only going to repeat what people said, so do not get mad at me, do not kill the messenger. They said a lot of you masters need to hit the motherfucking gym, Miss Day, because y'all was falling out y'all motherfucking dips, Miss Day. Y'all couldn't get into the dips. They did that. It was very horrible. It was given very senior citizen, and they said they would like to offer some of the masters a gift card to Jenny Craig's to get it back together, come back out again. What was said to me, get mad at me, okay? They said, Ricky, you looked real cute in drags, Miss Thing, but it was all right. They said Ricky should have won over Marquise. They said they did not see the fact of Ricky winning over Marquise, honey. And so,
I
thought it was real disrespectful that Mercedes had to walk with the regular girls and she wasn't in that Masters of Vogue thing either. That's my opinion on the Mercedes thing. But that's what they said.
It was good. Grand March was nice and short to the point. Monty cut up. Charles cut up. Torrance looked great. Ayana just simply amazing. She really looked good.
The lines are being cleared for some of you girls, honey, because they said the masters would like to call in. So we're clearing the lines, honey.
Oh, sir.
Call in, masters. The lines are clear, honey. Okay, feel free to press 1, honey.
And that female figure performance
that
Pearl had, I think her name was Maya. She's good. Yes, what's that?
Like I said, the cons won most of the categories.
What did they win?
What?
What did they win? They got Serena Swift for Twist?
No, not Serena Swift for Twist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. What category? You were there. What categories did they win?
No, you were there. How about you continue to recap it?
Yes, I appreciate your feedback. However, it was not warranted. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
Other than that, great job,
Monty. Just press 1. I think we got the masters on the line. Okay? The next caller we have is a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I don't know everybody's name. I just tuned in. But I was at the bowl last night, and I was just wondering how you felt about Dual Baby Ebony, like, trying to holler at your dyke and
All
oh, my God. No. No.
Did
the next call
something?
We have is 317-777. We're live on the air.
Oh, I did not press one, Kelly. I'm just listening.
Okay. 313-918. You're live on the air.
You better tell you listen or you better talk.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? Hey, Auntie Divine. This is Father Tokyo Blonde.
Hi.
Hey, Tokyo.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Where was you at?
Calling in to congratulate Mother Darion, as well as some of my house members that won Grand Prize, Bella and Suave, and to say what's going on, everybody.
Nothing much. We're just chilling.
It
was a good thing you had the ball in Ohio.
It was a good thing you as well. If I say, Auntie Divine, are you still on here?
How are you? Where were you this weekend?
How are you, Pooh?
I'm good. Where were you at?
I am in Detroit right now. Just left from the Ohio ball.
Okay.
It's called,
I'll be in Detroit this weekend.
It's
call drop, Divine. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. If you had a chance to send out your top three space kids from your own hometown for the 5,000, what would you guys do?
From your own hometown?
Yes.
Keisha. I would choose Keisha.
We have to think about that one, Paula. We'll get back to you.
Whitney, Ayana, and Shawnese.
Sounds good to me. Work, DC, Grand Prize.
The next caller is 443-977. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How you doing, Mr. Dell?
What's going on? Welcome to the air. This is the legendary mother herself, Tamara Ebony, is live on the air. Girl, I wasn't at the ball, baby, but you know this motherfucking pink phone was going off, Miss Thing, and they gave it to y'all.
Give it to me. What they said?
They gave it to them. Y'all look good for y'all 10s. Y'all gave them masters for y'all 10s. But they said those battles, they gave it away. A couple of y'all need to hit the gym. They said they put it out of position to take and get Jenny Craig certificates for y'all girls to hit the gym. Y'all was falling out y'all dips. The dips wasn't on. Y'all couldn't barely get into them. They went ham on y'all. They said it was horrible.
Wow.
And you know I wasn't there, so I don't know. And see, they ain't put no videos out of anything. But this is what the girls said to my phone. You can ask Rodney. We was together when we got these opinions about the Masters of Love.
I understand, and that's fine. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm not in shape. The only reason I came out and walked the category was because it was Charles. He is a master, and I love him, and I came to support, and I walked because he wanted everybody in the group to walk. That's why I walked. I don't feel I was ready to walk, but if my brother wants me to come out and support him, I'm going to do that. And I don't think I look that bad because I don't, you know, right now performance is not on the top of my list of priorities. I have a 9-year-old son. So I can't sit around the house or go to girls' house and practice and get my dips together and get my performance together because it's so minuscule on my list of priorities.
Yeah, but
however,
you're supposed to be a master, and a master does not perform unless they're ready, even if it's for a friend.
Oh, well, that's your opinion, and I respect it, but
Tamara, when you cook breakfast, you don't vogue while you're cooking breakfast or anything?
No, I don't vogue while I cook breakfast. Johnny came down, and we tried to do a little.
That's just what the girl said. I was just gagging. I was like, you know, I thought these guys were going to cook. And it was very highly said that we smell a pie. And Taylor said my thing for the twins and did not come back for the battles. The girls was very upset about that.
Well, they got to live with it. It's people have a right to do whatever they want to do. So this whole focus on, oh, the masses not doing this, the masses not doing that, it really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, as long as we as a group are happy with each other, we don't really give a fuck what the rest of the ballroom scene think.
Gentlemen, this is Rodney. How you doing?
What's the deal, Rod?
No much question. Because, like, when they have the categories at the ball, just so they have, like, regular legendary performance or regular film group performance or regular everything like that, you guys, for you as a representative for the group, because you're more vocal than the rest of them, you guys do come on the show or you do make comments as far as, well, we want a category for ourselves to vote against ourselves and not against these people hitting backflips and somersaults and stuff like that. But then when you come out and you say you wasn't ready, but you still admitted to the point of we having a category for you, how do you explain that to me?
Well, that's just me. I'm just one person. You have people that vote on a daily basis, like Pony and Deshaun. But right now they're at a place where they're out in the country, other parts of the world, teaching
right.
people how to vote. So you don't have it's not that because we have what we have in performance, there's no need to come out to every ball of vote. So you're not it's hard to get all the masters at one time to come out and really show out.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
It's disappointing that time because all the hype that is getting now, we would like for everybody to come out and display at the top of their level and be able to give everybody a show, but right now it's not realistically happening.
Right. So it's safe to say that we should have the promoters to let the masters of Vogue rest, and if they want to come out, they can come out, but stop giving the paid so much like and just let the older girls, the experienced girls who are in that group just continue to converse with each other in the group as opposed to coming out on the runway and they're not prepared to walk, correct?
That's up to them. If they
want
to promote
you,
that's fine.
I want
to
say, the only thing I want to say is, and I'm not going to mention the person's name, but one great master of performance said, I left as a master, and I'm going to stay on top as a master. And I think it's time for the masters to just be masters and stay on top as masters and leave the floor to the young children.
No comment. Okay.
Well, I love to have you here. So stay right there with us, Tamara, because we might have some other callers that might want to talk to to the master. Cause
absolutely.
You're the spokesperson for the group, because nobody else comes and speaks.
Right.
To the master. So we got the next caller is 443-717. You're live on the air. 443-717, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 347-856, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? Hey, Mara. What's up?
Are y'all still on the bus?
Hello.
Hello, Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
go ahead, Paula. Okay, well, I just wanted to say that as far as the category go, I mean, I don't know how people felt about it and people have their own opinions, like y'all said. But for one, I know I didn't look serious. I know I came out. I do what I had to do. I thought it was fun. I mean, I wish Malachi and Atua would have came back out. That would have been nice. But just speaking for myself, I didn't look fierce, and I don't come out looking fierce, so I don't see any reason why we have to sit down, you know? I feel like if they call the category, it was to come. I appreciated y'all having the category. I was happy to come and support, and I think I did good. So that's just that. And I also think my sister Tamara did well, too. I mean, you know, it's not like it's 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, but I think she did what she had to do as well, you know?
Well, it was I haven't seen the video, so I have to wait to see the video. I have to wait to see the video, give an opinion. But I'm only saying what was sent to my phone, so I have to wait to see the video, so, and then I'll voice an opinion once I see a video or a clip on the situation.
And let me just say congratulations to Marquise Revlon for bringing home grand prize for the Masters. I love you, brother, and you did excellent.
The Marquise.
I commend you guys for coming out. I loved it.
Thank you, Jamie, for calling in. We got another caller. The next caller is 646-425. You're live on the air.
I'm going to the room. I'll come up here.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
425, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Eric Allure, Monty, RR, Divine, London.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
I just want to say I enjoyed the Christian Ball. Monty, you know I got life over your skirt number.
Hey.
Ayana looked amazing. The Rumble Ball was cute. I had a good time there also. I just want to give my five people that I would put a team together, and it would be Christian Allure, Jeremy Revlon, Emery Ivisu, Ayana Khan, and Didi Chanel.
I know, that's right.
I like that. That's cute.
Hey, Eric, while you're on the line,
you
in Jersey or you're in New York? Where do you live?
I'm still in. Where do I live?
Yeah.
You said, where do I live? I live in Jersey.
Okay, you're
but
in
Jersey. I'm in D.C. right now.
No, I know, I understand that. But since you're in Jersey, since the caller made the other a question to us, give us your three people from New Jersey that will represent that you will represent for Jersey for as a house for faith. Three people.
I can't tell you because I'm not sure exactly who lives in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
As far as the faith kids, I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Eric, so much for coming out. I appreciate it, Eric, and Exeter Judge. Yeah.
Thanks. It was cool. I enjoyed it, though. I also want to thank my sisters and my mother for coming out, which is Monica Allure, Keisha Allure, and Eric Allure. They look wonderful. The little girls were out in the building at the Christian Ball. So I want to thank them for coming out. But other than that,
like
I enjoyed everything. Yeah, they did. And I was really shocked because Monica does not come out to balls, and Ayana got her to come to that ball, so that was really amazing.
I haven't seen Monica at a ball since 06 Capital Awards ball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But also I do agree with R.R. Chanel said about the face category. I agree that there were people in each house that really would have gotten the houses chopped, and they need to, you know, reevaluate that when they're doing as a house category for especially $5,000. I actually thought that the category was for $1,000. I didn't even know it was for $5,000 until somebody told me today. So yeah. But y'all guys have a good night. And
yeah.
I'll see you later.
Thank you. Somebody
would say
before I go to the next caller?
I did. This is Monty. I got a question. This is for the phone line and people calling in. What do you guys feel about the gorgeous people and the cute people, like your pretty boys and your sex sirens, who want to walk face because they've conquered their category and feel that they have face? Can you describe the difference between face and being cute and pretty?
Well, I just think that when you look at somebody and they're like, you look at them and you see a magazine cover and you say, oh, he could be on a magazine cover, she could be on a magazine cover. Or if you look at somebody and say, oh, she's cute, he's cute. You know what cute is. Cute is you got nice skin and a nice smile, but there's something wrong with that nose and them eyebrows aren't just quite right.
That's just like a lot of these kids walk a sex siren, and they think because they have a nice body that they're sexy. But say, no.
But they won't learn until the judges stop approving them. I blame the judges.
But let me tell you, I'm being 100% honest with you, Monty, and I'll be on the judges panel sometime, And it's a lot of people that walk categories that's been walking categories for so long and they've been getting through for this category. So it will be like a gagger if you was to chop them, because there's a lot of people that walk sex siren, a lot of people that walk pretty boy wellness that should be walking these categories, but they've been walking for so long and getting through. If you are if you chop them, it's like, oh, Miss Thane, she's trying it.
Same as face categories.
Let me tell you what gets me. You want to walk sex siren, but you only work from the waist up on your body, and your legs look like pigeon legs. But you want to be sexy, and you ain't got no muscle tone in your ass. It looks like a when you open a can of biscuits, it's just hanging there.
can you get on the table for your calves? I think you should check ass.
But y'all, hold on, y'all. We got some more calls.
Like a can of biscuits.
The next caller we have is 646-425. You're live on the air.
Kelly, that's my phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The next caller we have is 443-934. You're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? This is Marquise.
What's going on?
I just wanted to say I didn't fight as a Christian boy. It was real nice. Everybody was out. It wasn't no drama, no issues, no fighting. And towards the category, I don't believe in walking no category or no boss for you if you can't give 100%, and I feel like I was on point when I said that.
Congratulations again.
Thank you, Marquise, for coming out. One thing I love about you, Marquise, you always bring it what the category calls for. You're always creative, whether it's runway or Vogue. I mean, you always give 125%.
Yes, Marquise, I definitely want to thank you for definitely keeping the Masters name out there the right way. sorry.
Yo,
the rest of the money. You know what? This is my pleasure, and I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all, okay? I lost 65 pounds, okay? and I want to offer that me and the Masters go out to the gym and we all work out together, because I still got a goal of another 65 pounds. Come on, Masters, hit me up on Facebook and we can all do it together. So that's all that I have to say. But, you know, I love y'all. People is calling my phone down, honey, okay? Yes. But I can't wait to see the clips. I want to see all the clips from the ball and definitely see all the highlights and everything from the ball. I definitely do want to definitely get that in, honey, and see it all because, you know, it was a lot of things that people were saying, and I want to see it for myself because, you know, the girls be lying about things. Anybody that's on the phone lines and y'all want to talk to us, we're definitely here. The phone lines are definitely open. Don't let us just sit here and have a conversation. Y'all have our opinion and a voice in this ballroom scene also. But saying, come and voice your opinion. Stop being afraid to voice your opinion or think because you come to the next ball, somebody's going to chop you or give you shade because you voice your opinion. This is the format where anybody should be able to voice their opinion, and nobody should get mad about what people have to say. That's the problem with you girls. Y'all always want to run up to myself, Rodney, or Devon at the end of the ball and read and text our phone and everything. Call in here, bitch. Talk, honey. 917-204, you're live on the air.
I'm calling in. I'm talking. So can I get to ask some questions?
Yes, ask the questions.
That's Nikki?
Yes.
Hi,
Hi, I called you. Hi, Divine. Hi, London.
Hello.
Hi, Monty. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
And everybody else that's out there listening. What's going on? I was sitting here listening.
What's the deal, Nikki, bitch?
How are you? I was sitting there, I was listening to all of the show for a little while. I was going to say something, I wasn't going to say something, but I just felt compelled to say not say something. It wouldn't be Nicole. I want to address some things. The first thing I want to address is the whole, and I've heard this a lot outside, not just from London or listening to the show, about VIP, the cons, getting everything at the Christian. Okay, I pretty much want to say congratulations to everybody on the phone line because the way everything was handled tonight was completely amazing. Kelly, I love the way you handled it all because it did not go out of proportion because these are the facts. The fact of the matter is they are both a foundation that comes from each other. And at the end of the day, you know, some people are always going to feel unfair, you know, when somebody being a con, now a Christian, is judging while a con is walking against them, because the truth is that they are bloodline. I'm sure the House of Con, just as well as the House of Christian, has tried to steer away from it or the public receiving it like that, because truly that's not the way it is. We have our own attention amongst each other, so that won't be the way it is. You know, the House of Christian wants to be the House of Christian, and the House of Con is going to be the House of Con. It's just that's what the House of Con is, and now the House of Christian has come along, and they're just family. So I think that's just a little bit bogus, everybody saying that. And it may look like that, and it may appear like that, but I can surely, you know, let everyone know that's not the way it is. I think Ayana and the House of Christian wanted to be as fair, and the House of Khan, being their family, came to support, maybe was a little bit loud, maybe was a little bit all over the place because of how they felt, being comfortable with that being, you know, whether y'all want to look at it like that's their sister house. You know, these people were born there. So that's how that looks like for that little while I was listening to y'all saying this. So I don't think that was a big old juice. I listened to that. I've seen the pictures and everything, Kelly, that you said. I totally agree with your $5,000 face. I think, Rodney, I think y'all are all absolutely right. It shouldn't have went like that. That was like crazy, but we know ballroom is different. So if it wasn't, you didn't have the people there, if all the people that y'all named tonight for bringing face and stuff, I only heard a few was in the building, but all the people that would have been there that would have made those categories hot were not even in the building or probably don't even participate anymore. And so that's just one thing. So I guess that's why it's left for that. Maybe you should have reduced the category. Maybe you should not give all this money out to people that's not doing anything fair, because I think it's a disrespect to the whole $5,000 category. So if the $5,000 category was meant to bring money and to bring this big show to the ballroom scene, and it was, you know, to turn it out, why should it be degraded because this is on the floor and this is on the floor, and we just going to take this because, you know, this is on the floor, and you know, they're here, and that one look cute, and that one look cute, so let's do $5,000.
Well, maybe that's, you know what? Can I ask a quick question? I heard that the Prodigies were allowed to come to the function. What was that about, Rodney?
Oh,
oh, the Prodigies were going to let it out. The Prodigies were going to let it out.
I just heard Mercedes vlogged, right?
Huh?
She vlogged, right?
Yeah, but it was Prodigies from Baltimore. I asked somebody, they didn't go, and they said they weren't allowed.
Oh, okay. Well, on that, I will touch on that. It was a personal between the leaders of both establishments, and I decided to handle it that way. But I did publicly, since I'm on the phone now, publicly want to apologize to Charles, Monty, and Joseph, the people who I am close with, for not attending the ball. But I explained to Monty, and he understood my reasoning for not coming to the ball and my organization not coming.
I understood your reasoning. However, I don't understand the organization. That's why I asked Man what he's going to allow it, just because the Christians came to Prodigy weekend before you were overall father and supported.
It wasn't about
Prodigy
coming to the ball like that. It wasn't about me coming to mine or your coming to mine. It was the fact of disrespect, period. And I am Rodney Prodigy now, and I was always Rodney anything. I'm Rodney from D.C. So if I feel another leader from D.C. is respecting another leader from D.C. who keeps D.C. alive across the country, everybody knows when you speak of D.C., my name is first. You can say what you want to say. My name is the first name that comes out of people's mouths from D.C. So if another leader or legend or icon from D.C. disrespects another one, I took it personal, and I didn't want my organization coming, giving up their funds to someone from D.C. who disrespects their leader. I think that was very disrespectful of her, and I didn't want my organization coming, period, to give up money in my city to someone else who doesn't have respect for me. Since everybody wants to know what happened.
That's fine. The people just wanted to know. You know, I know, okay. You know, but the people.
Now the people know.
You got to give the people what they want.
I know.
National television radio show.
He gave them what they want.
Said to you was I'm pretty much there too. I'm with that. You didn't say it. You didn't give me a good enough thing. How do you explain that?
Explain what?
I mean, I looked at it in so many ways because I'm a very fair person, and yes, the goals have changed, and y'all are women a certain age now, and there's a different, you know, y'all stay in a different type of element. So the request was to allow them to be able to give us a hot battle just for what they know how to do and what they are the masters in from, you know, their era of time. And that happened to be worked out and have been tried to be worked out at a lot of balls. And not like the real masters of that Vogue room just never, ever come out. And the other masters that do come out, everybody keeps talking about these wheelchairs.
Before you get to that, somebody send me a message and they want to know. So I don't know what happened because I left y'all for a minute. I went in my kitchen, honey, to take my clothes out the dryer, honey, and put another load in. So I don't know what happened, but somebody said something about Axe Rock. Oh, no, they told me forget it. Okay, Paige, go ahead, Nicole.
No, it's Tamara time.
Oh, Tamara.
Well, what was the question?
Now, I was trying to get you to explain what Rodney asked you the question, like, could you explain why is it now that people are not, you know, running and feeding off the men? I don't consider you putting Marquise in the Masters of Vogue category that we would put you on. We separated the years because Marquise, it would be the Master of Vogue for the centuries of 2000, and we're talking about the girls that are from the 90s. Who feel that they need, you know, to be respected or acknowledged or that they still can do it. The only one that has came has been Naomi. So Rodney's question was, like, what's up? Like, how do y'all explain that amongst each other, y'all couldn't give a real hot, sickening battle?
Well, people are doing, they have other things they're doing. So you mean the eight people that walk?
No, all of them, period, that has come out on the floor, and there's never no big hoopla about what the Masters of Vogue do. Now, and it's always the Master, Marquise is always the one that's turning it, because he's the Master of Vogue of 2000. His Vogue is a little bit different than y'all's, period. But so we take him out and put y'all in the category by yourself, and there's no, you know, excitement, well, no jump out of the chairs.
Honestly, I don't think that there's ever going to be because of the way that y'all are hyping it up. I honestly don't think that if Taifa comes out in Vogue at a Masters of Vogue category, that these girls that are now that are spectating are even going to appreciate that type of performance, because that's not what they're used to. They're used to the Cassandras and the Laomis and the Kitties, and they're used to the new shit. So I wouldn't see them appreciating somebody like Taifa performance. So it's always going to be a difference of opinion. But the fact of the matter is, we never asked to be put on the forefront the way y'all are doing it. Y'all put the hype out there. We didn't. We didn't say, oh, yes, we're the masters.
To be honest, y'all were being acknowledged and put on the forefront because of the opinions that you guys had in your private rooms and all your different places and your own personal opinion about the category today.
What did you just say? Hold on. You just said in your private room, which means private.
Well, I mean, because we all knew what was being said, Tamara, remember?
Well,
you know?
If you have a mole that comes in the room and wants to get in and take the business out outside, then that's fine and dandy. Then you take it and run with it. But the fact of the matter is, it's a private room. We don't read these new girls or their performance at all.
Mm-hmm.
We respect it. But just because we don't want them in our group doesn't mean we don't respect them. It just means that we have our own circle. That's it. It's simple. It's really not that serious.
Divine.
Hold on. Hold on. We have another caller. 646-288. You're live on the air.
I have a question. Hello, everyone. This is Quincy Icon.
Hey, Quincy.
Hello.
What's today's date, you guys?
February
20th.
So, Nicole, you're break from ballroom and everything is over?
No.
You have a lot to say on the phone about something that you're supposed to have no opinion about.
Oh, so you want to call with me and talk to me?
I mean, I'm just saying. I thought you were on a break.
I still am, but I have an opinion, and I choose to say it now.
Okay, that's personal. Next, Rodney, I have a question.
Oh.
Hi, Uncle. So how do you feel about Mercedes being one of the masters, not working the master category, but coming out to vote with New Girl?
Mother still feels the energy to go out there and do it. Like Jamal was saying, some of them not in shape or whatever to do it. Naomi did it last week for $1,200. Mercedes feel like she can still do it. So, you know, if they have the energy to go with the younger girls and still feel, you know, relevant in the new era as well as the old, go for it.
Oh, but don't you think that's kind of a contradiction then? Because she's one of the people that always wants to vogue with girls of her status. She doesn't want to be on the floor with girls like, you know, Laomi and new girls and stuff like that.
That's Tamara, right? You said Tamara?
No, Laomi with the new girls. She feels like her vogue is more experienced than the new girls. But I don't understand how she could walk a category when it's time for her to battle, like, Janice and Tamara and girls of her era, but she can walk against new girls and not come out for a category that she was expected to walk.
With that point, I can't, you know, I'm not Mercedes, so I couldn't answer that for her, you know, answer why she did. But, like, in their private room, as Tamara said, they have discussions of different things, so I'm sure everybody in the master vote doesn't feel the same way Tamara feels, but everybody in the room has different opinions on voting against new people, voting against old people, voting against the film queens only, voting against the butch queens only. I'm sure they have all of those different of opinions, so I don't know which side of the fence she's on.
But ballroom throwback supports her and throws her out there, like, you know, it's just a whole other topic with that. Now, Kelly, when is the last time you wore?
Next.
Because you have a very opinion about all the masters, and we're all senior citizens, and we all do this, and we all do that. But if I'm not mistaken, the past 10 to 20 balls, they've had Fem Queen phase for $1,000, $500, and you've never seen them hit the floor. But you read the girls that are trying to leave the thing out here.
First of all, I just walked the last ball that was here in New York, and if I wasn't on the panel as much because the girls value my opinion and my opinion is strongly valued, I would definitely be on the back of the floor. It's not a problem for me to take and be on the back of the floor. When's the last time were you on the back of the floor?
Well, y'all read me down when I walked far back James Baldwin. I was intoxicated and drunk, and I got read down. So I surely won't be on the floor unless I'm prepared.
Oh, well, at least you know that you shouldn't hit the floor when you're not prepared. The rest
of
the girls,
that you know, too, that you shouldn't hit the floor because you don't.
Oh, baby, I do when I do, and when I do hit the back of the floor, I'm never pressed or bothered by anybody that I'm competing with and cause an uproar with anybody that I'm competing with.
But, Kelly, I never see you really compete.
Okay,
nobody.
I compete all the time, Quincy, and when I do compete,
you
Quincy,
walk when it's either nobody's walking or it's just the only one
walking. That's not my fault that the girls is not walking when I walk, Miss Day, because I choose to pick and choose when I do decide to hit the back of the floor and the girls choose not to come out. That's not my fault, okay?
Well, it's not none of our fault either that we choose
it
not
is,
to
no,
walk.
It is, y'all. It's a difference when Kelly chooses to walk, nobody else chooses to walk. It is a problem when the masters request categories and the masters come out looking like senior citizens. Wait, hold on, because as we're talking, I'm watching the 12-minute clip of this motherfucking performance, and I see three people came out so far. Janice,
me and her don't see eye to eye, but she came out there and she gave me rock socking master. My sister Tamara, hold on. My sister Tamara, I love her down, Miss Thing. She did not give me master. Stay off the floor, Tamara, until you get it together. Berlin, you came out. Berlin just came out. She did not give me master. It gave me, she needs to sit down. I know she gives better. Miss Ricky is coming out right now, Miss Thing. This fucking shit looks a fucking mess, Miss Thing.
Stand
a drag and be a fucking master, Miss Thing. And look fucking horrible. Her corner on the floor looking like a fucking lackluster motherfucker. Fucking cat, Miss Thing. I'm watching Miss Malakon right now. She's still in the back and she's giving her hands. I don't know what she's giving right yet. I'm waiting for her to bring it down to the front so I can get into it. I'm watching the clip as we go and I can read as the girls come out.
That's not nice, Kelly.
Okay, no, it's not being nice. It's about being real. Miss Malakon, I don't know what the fuck she's giving for this Masters of Vogue, Miss Thing. I don't see her at all, Miss Thing, but I'll give you my opinion on her. Miss Thing, I seen her come out and get her tens, Miss Thing, at many motherfucking Vogue nights and at many motherfucking balls, and she gives a better motherfucking performance. This performance looks motherfucking horrible. It looks like a virgin motherfucking Vogue. Bitch, y'all don't want me, bitch. Don't sing for me because I did not come for you. My opinion does not come for me. My opinion comes from the girl. Now, I can sit here and read. I can sit here and read every one of them that's coming out here. Please don't start me up because then the girls are going to go on their Facebook and the girls are going to go on their group and they're going to be reading me, Miss Say. Miss Malakon did not do anything worth of getting her tits. Now, Miss Octoro is coming out here in this kilt skirt and her white top. I'm waiting to see what she's going to do. Somebody just sent me the link to my Facebook because I asked for it. But they just sent me the link. I'm waiting to see what Miss Octoro is going to give.
It's on your page?
Okay. No, it's not on my page. They send it on my inbox. Okay. Mr. Toro did not do anything. I love a Toro down, Miss Thing. I love her talent and everything that she has to offer in the All-Star with the young children. Mr. Toro did not do anything worthy of getting her motherfucking tits. I'm glad her and Malakon did not come back out.
Oh, shit.
Okay. And now I know everybody's going to take to their Facebook and to their groups, and y'all going to read me and call me all types of fat bitches and pit my clips up there, Vogue, and all types of things, and y'all going to read me and decree my motherfucking name. But, baby, please, when I hit the back of the floor, I'm going to hit the back of the floor when I know I'm ready to hit the back of the motherfucking floor, when I'm 100% ready and I know that I'm going to bring the building to a standstill. And they're going to, Miss Thing, I didn't know Miss Kelly can look like
okay,
that.
Wait,
that's
wait.
When I'm going to hit the back of the floor, when I
all
know
right,
that I'm ready. Y'all girls don't know that y'all not ready. Stay off the floor. Mother's not
like
ready.
Said,
when mother's
like
ready, mother's going to come.
Like I said, I knew I wasn't ready, but it doesn't matter. I paid my $30. If I want to Vogue and look stupid, it don't matter. I can do what the fuck I want to do on that motherfucking floor.
You're a master. You're a master. You should come out there. You should not come out there like that. Mother knows that mother's not ready.
Mother's trying to get herself together
for the awards ball. If mother knows by the 30th that mother's not ready, mother's not coming out. That's the difference, Quincy, and I thank you.
Good night.
Hey, Tamara, did you just say about come out and pay your $30 and you look a fool and
I said if you feel that I came out and I didn't Vogue like a master, that's fine. I paid my $30. If I want to Vogue, I can Vogue.
Kelly, hold on, please. I'm entertaining this question. Okay. So when you guys are in your room, and the reason why the Kitties and the Cassandras and different people like that are not in the group, based on what people have been saying, is because you said they Vogue a fool or they look a fool and different stuff like that. But you're just saying
that
yourself.
That's not why they're not in the group. So that's wrong. That's not why they're not in the group.
I'm going to go by what the people say because I'm not in the Masters. I'm a master of brothers. But based on performances that you guys was giving, you know, like Kelly said, she might be ready to battle some of the Masters and, you know, Quincy and you know, different people. So I'm just, you know, just basing on that. And so those people not in there because of their performance or they just wasn't invited and they only was put out because of altercations with one of the members in the group. And, you know, it's been a whole lot of hoopla about the group. So, you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand if the group gets read about wheelchairs and about not being able to perform, why are the girls so pressed to be in the group?
And I agree with you.
Well, I don't know, but the only thing I can say is, Tamara, you're my sister, and I love you down, Miss Day. And just like I told Quincy, if I'm not ready, bitch, I'm not coming out there, bitch. I don't give
and
a fuck,
fine.
Bitch.
Like
I don't give a fuck, bitch. If I get a dress made and everything, bitch, if it ain't right, bitch, I'm not coming out there until it's right. I'm not going
to
get set up, Miss Day,
and
have the girls read me.
But
see me as it is.
But hold on, Kelly. You have to understand something. My relationship with Charles and with a lot of the other masters in there are so far past the ballroom thing. I came out to support my brother. My brother said, sister, are you coming? I'm coming, and I'm working for Charles. Charles said to me personally, I'm glad you came out. That made me feel good because I supported my brother.
I'm glad you did. Not you, but Quincy just came in here and wowed my motherfucking pussy, bitch. Okay? She robbed my pussy, and I didn't want to go in, and the girl sent me the clips, Miss Day, and, Tamara, I got to give it to Tamara, okay, you know, she wasn't performing, she's not Tamara Miss Rahi like she used to be back in the days, you know, she's a little heavy, she don't have a child, so, you know, she still got that baby weight she carrying around, so, you know, we can get her a little flat, but the rest of these girls are still what they was when they was.
Rodney, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Who would you consider a breakout performer of the year right now for this year that's just starting? Who's somebody that's just came out and they're breaking it up?
When he didn't come out just this year. He came out last year, I think. But as far as Butch Queen performance, I'm going to say Tails, Ms. Rahi, who had the tsunami.
What's his name?
Tails, right, Kelly?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
My breakout performance that I would have to say, it would definitely have to go to Boots, Prodigy.
And Divine? Divine,
yeah. Yeah, I'm here. I don't know. It's this girl from VA. I don't know her name, but it was a VA child. I love to see them. I've seen them about 3 times. I don't know my name. I don't know why. I just don't. They haven't got their name yet, but they wakes it.
Okay, whoever that may be. London.
Yeah. Sorry.
I give it to Cassandra.
You see a new breakout performer, London.
Oh. How many years does it have to be?
It can be this year or last year.
Oh, Yanni Ebony.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Yanni, I definitely see Yanni. She definitely gives you the essence of the old Femme Queen performance.
Okay. Who do you, Kelly, which Femme Queen votes like a Femme Queen should?
Yanni, it would definitely have to go to Yanni Ebony.
Okay. Which femme queen still votes like a butch queen?
Just listening.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it 100. My vote would go to Feminine Destruction, but the last 2 times I have seen her vote, including yesterday, and at First Fridays, and so yet the last month, she is definitely, I don't know if it's based on the comments that the people have been saying about her and all the negativity that she has been received, her performance in those last 2 balls have changed drastically.
For the better.
Yes. I definitely have to do. I think constructive criticism is good for Feminine Destruction because her performance was definitely on point, and her appearance and everything definitely gave me a new look when I seen her last night.
See, so it does pay off sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll say the same thing. At the mini bar, she was patient, and it wasn't the usual.
Okay, Rodney, who's your, I'm going to just ask this last question. Rodney, who is your most famous breakout realness for 2011?
Neo Chanel, my protege.
Excuse me?
Neo Chanel.
Okay. And Divine.
Well, he took it from me. I'll say Neil as well.
Kelly?
Definitely got to be Neil. State the same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And London? Watch London break it up. Go ahead, London.
I would have to say... Is it like Butch Queen Runners only?
Yeah.
Come back to me. I'm not going to say what's at the top of my head because I get
right.
in trouble.
So, Kelly, go back to your show, darling.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
I mean, you hung up on me. I was trying to see what was going on at the ball last night. You was acting crazy and stuff.
Why you want to know why I was acting crazy?
I mean, because you got such an opinion on everybody else's business. I just want to know how you felt your actions was last night, the way you was at the car screaming and all of that, just acting a fool, and you call yourself
my
a leader.
My action was justified, okay? Bitches got so much to motherfuckers say, bitches need to back it up, and that's all I'm going to say about the situation. Butch Queens needs to mind their motherfucking business and say the fuck out of Fem Queens motherfucking business, okay? Like I put up on my motherfucking page, there's many things that bitches can play with. You don't play with my house, don't play with my gay children, don't play with my money, and don't play with my motherfucking husband, or I will motherfucking come see you, bitch. I don't give a fuck who it is, bitch, and I don't give a fuck what anybody has to motherfucking say about it. When I get what I get, I'm going to do what I motherfucking do, and if any Butch Queens come and stand in my way, I'll knuckle it up with Butch Queens too.
Kelly, but what really happened?
Okay. You got these nasty ass motherfucking queens that want to be motherfucking disrespectful and want to be punk motherfucking bitches. And two motherfucking female figures or two women are going at it. Butch Queens needs to mind their motherfucking business and just let it motherfucking go the way it's gonna fucking go. Butch Queens always want to get involved in motherfucking something. Okay? At the end of the day, y'all know exactly what I was born at. I don't have a problem with tanning with anybody, bitch. If I get jumped or whatever, trust and believe, two or three of those bitches out there gonna know that I got a piece of their motherfucking ass. So bitches need to mind their motherfucking business. And when I come motherfucking hard. And like Rodney and James said, bitch, when we was in Ohio the other day, I'm gonna fuck what state I am. Bitch, I can be in your state, bitch, and I'm gonna bring the noise in your motherfucking state. That's when you know you a bad bitch, when you bring it to a bitch motherfucking state. Okay? So bitches, don't think because I'm in your state and you think that you're gonna run up and you got something to say that I'm gonna back down and be some type of punk bitch. Never been a punk bitch, always been a bitch that walked through the projects in Harlem, and I'm gonna bring it hard in your state. And I'm gonna bring it twice as hard in your state, more than I'm gonna bring it in my motherfucking state, to let you know how violent I am. Okay? So for all the Butch Queens or Fem Queens or anything out there, Miss Thing, y'all know with this new Facebook, when you add your phone at Miss Thing and add your number to it, bitch. So any bitch that's out there that got my husband's number, okay, I got the password and the texts and all to everything. You try my husband, you try to get at my husband, I'm going to get at you. And that's all to the situation. And whoever else in your house want to come, because I'm going to come, and I ain't gonna let you know, this time I was respectful, and I let the leaders of your house know what I was talking about. The next time, I'm just gonna run the fuck up on you, and it's gonna be whatever it is, and whatever bitch stands is whatever bitch stands. But
well,
at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about
Kelly,
a little
Kelly,
bit of
Kelly,
bunch
Kelly,
of bumpers,
Kelly,
bumps
Kelly,
and scratches.
To
I'm gonna do what I gotta do. You
Kelly,
want
at the end of the day, this is what really matters. You took as much as you could, as long as you could, and you waited until you got outside. At the end of the day, you didn't cause the ball to be over. You didn't start any commotion inside the ballroom. And once you stepped outside the ballroom, it was a whole different light. So people need to evaluate the situation.
And wait a minute, in Kelly's defense, when we went outside, I walked her outside, and as we were walking outside, someone said something to her, and then she rebutted, and then the argument came on. And
I was outside, and as y'all see, ballroom throwbacks clip, I was outside and I was recapping the ball with Ballroom Throwbacks, and I know Ballroom Throwbacks video is very good. Bitches want to come past and want to talk about nothing to nobody. Y'all bitches need to mind y'all business, because when bitches is out here fucking and sucking and trying to get at y'all bitches, man, y'all doing the same motherfucking thing. So mind y'all motherfucking business and suck a motherfucking dick. That's what the fuck y'all faggots need to do. Because when somebody trying to get at y'all lover, nobody can't tell y'all nothing, bitch. Y'all at that motherfucking bull, bitch, and y'all deserving the whole function and all types of shit, bitch. I could have been a bull, bitch, and knocked her the fuck out in the motherfucking bull, bitch, and ended the ball. But I have respect for Marty. I have respect for Jack, and I waited for the ball to be over. Okay? The next time, I won't wait, bitch. I'll just come do it at the motherfucking ball. And bitches can hit me on the motherfucking ban list, because, bitch, I don't have to motherfucking come out to our ball today or tomorrow, mistake. And that ban list shit right there, that goes to you, Milan Overwalker, Blahnik, mistake, because I had an altercation in Ohio, so now you protesting about Penny Kelly on the ban list, Milan. Suck my motherfucking dick, bitch. Ain't nobody banning me from a motherfucking thing, bitch. Stop trying to worry about motherfucking power, bitch, and worry about all the bitches that's after your motherfucking house, bitch.
Kelly, I love that we are distant friends.
Yes, very distant, you say. Bitch, girls want to go around and all types of shit. Oh, because I had an altercation, they want to pit me on the ban list, bitch. Ban my motherfucking ass. That's what you do, Milan, bitch. Okay? Ban that.
So, on another note,
on the co-father's note, okay, bitches want to walk, talk, oh, we need to ban bitches. You don't even know what the fuck happened, you nasty-ass motherfucking bitch, you. You're the overall father. You should have dick pictures and all types of shit running around on Facebook. You want to make an example? You're overall father. You should have been posting other pictures of children nude from other houses.
He's only half of a father.
You're a legend. You shouldn't be posting children pictures all across Facebook and stuff. That's not becoming of a legend or overall father. We got 2 minutes left into the show. We're still going to be here for another hour, and we can talk. But everybody that's on the phone line, y'all going to be locked into the phone line, so don't hang up the phone line because you won't be able to get back in. We have some more callers. 312.
We got another hour. I can lie.
We're live on the air. 312-804. You're live on the air.
Well, bitch, I definitely don't mind nobody coming for my motherfucking piece. That's the only time I cut up. My house and my piece.
Yeah. And everybody wants to say something and stuff and say, girls, the same way I'm reacting is the same way anybody on this phone line would motherfucking react, Miss Say. Even those two butch queens from the House of Ebony or that came by while I was doing my interview. Oh, ain't nobody gonna do nothing. If somebody was to sucker fuck your lover, y'all be doing the same motherfucking thing.
You motherfucking right, Kelly.
You finna get a call me live trying to contact you. He wants to get on.
Thank you, caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
You feel nervous.
How could you be the overall mother of a house and you carrying like that? You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, it ain't got nothing to do about being an overall mother. At the end of the day, I'm a motherfucking person, and you're going
to
respect.
What kind of image do you give to people in the ballroom scene? You know
the fucking energy that the girls give to me. Respect me and respect my space, bitch. Being an overall mother. Suck motherfucking ass. That's what the fuck. That's why you got fucking nerve talking about being an overall mother. Y'all got fucking nerve. You're gone, mistake. Y'all got fucking nerve talking about being an overall mother, bitch. At the end of the motherfucking day, bitch, you're going to respect me. I'm motherfucking telling you, Unique Knight. Respect me and respect my faith. Overall mother, that's an extracurricular activity. You can take that shit and you can shove it up your motherfucking ass, faggot. Okay? Bitch, overall mother my ass, Miss Thang, bitch. Overall mother my ass. Any overall mother out there, bitch, I don't know if fuck they fucking want a dice or piece of trade or anything, bitch. You come for a man, bitch. Bitches are coming the fuck out.
Motherfucking riot.
Now let's talk about that, Miss Thang. Any bitch, any bitch, however they come, they might not fight or whatever they're going to do, but they're going to come. From motherfucking Ayana to motherfucking, who else? Stephanie, all these girls, any overall mother, overall father, bitch, that's how they're going to come. Okay, Rodney, if somebody's trying to have y'all man, are y'all going to come at them?
Yeah, I'm right.
You know that's
okay?
Right.
Okay, y'all need to stop talking about only a mother and all of this shit. It's not about that. It's about being a person, being a human being, and having some respect.
It's about respect at the end of the day.
Kelly, Milan wants to come on. He said he didn't put you in a room in the band. He wants to come on and talk. You want his number? You want to call him or what?
I don't want to talk to him. Let me listen. Let me tell you something.
Oh, now you don't want to talk to him? You just read him?
I don't do the fake in the phone. That's why I took myself out of the 100% real room.
Kelly, it's an open forum talk show, so if you're calling...
Yeah, come on, but I don't want anything to say, bitch. I already know, baby. What? I don't got phone calls already. Okay.
Hold on, we got another caller.
The next caller is a private caller. You're live on the air. Keep it cute. You will get flashed, and you will not be able to get back on. So come at me, correct.
Hello.
Yes.
Kelly, do you like fucking cunts raw?
No. I value my life, Miss Thing. My life is my everything that I have, Miss Thing. I've been here for many years, and I'm going to be here after that. Are you your life? Do you like fucking people raw? Do you fuck people raw from your when you do your escorting? Yeah. Bitches wanna call. I just gag how bitches calling in. Bitches got so much motherfucking shit to say, Mistake. Need to get escorts to motherfucking cars and all types of shit, Mistake. If you was about it, bitch, Mistake, you would have stand up and did what you did. And somebody wanna jump. Who wanna jump? It was only three couture there. One left and went home before the altercation happened. My husband was at the car getting the suitcase. I was standing there by myself. Wasn't I Divine? Was Divine on the side trying to pull me to get in the car to leave?
Yes.
True. I was there by myself. Oh, y'all want to jump? Who's jumping?
It was the boy with the dress that was at you. Remember, I'm like, and I'm telling him, come on now, let's not do this. You know, we didn't come out here to fight. Me personally, I don't get on a plane and travel over 3,000 miles to fight. I can do that right here in my own motherfucking city. I don't want to see that shit when I go out of town. I want to enjoy myself out of town. I do not want to see that shit.
I just don't understand how people can have so much fucking mouth.
No, that comes from people in their hometown. They want to show the people in their hometown when out-of-towners do come that they running shit. And then they want to know why people don't want to come to their hometown for any events because you always want to show your ass. But you don't understand the people that's coming from out of town are not the ones to fuck with because those are the ones that don't give a fuck.
I don't understand how people always talk about everybody has so much to say, bitch. And that's the problem with the Butch Queens, and that's the problem with Butch Queens in the ballroom scene when it comes to female figures, okay? Female figures can be out there, and they can be voguing and doing something and touch or hit somebody, Mistake, bitch, and the Butch Queens come and run on the floor, Mistake, and turn the shit into more than what it is. Bitch, if two female figures is going at it, Butch Queens, y'all need to mind y'all motherfucking business. Butch Queens never got, and that's the problem with these new era Butch Queens, because Butch Queens back in the days never got involved with two female figures when added on two femme queens, because we were the female figures back then. We were femme queens. When femme queens got into it, that was between the two femme queens when they got into it. The Butch Queens mind their business. Now you got these Butch Queens of this era, Mistake. Bitch, I spent $8,000 on this face, Mistake, but I don't have a problem with nothing running up with Butch Queens. Okay, stay out of my path. When I'm coming, I'm coming. And I was nice and I was respectful. And I respected and did not go and do the things that I wanted to do inside the ball. But then the Butch Queens want to carry on and want to try to act like animals and think that they're going to punk somebody. Now, this motherfucking bitch, it don't work like that. And I was in your state, not in my state. I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to bring the noise to you. I'm going to show you how bad Kelly is. I'm going to bring the noise to your motherfucking state. Okay? And for Butch Queens that affiliated with me, I know people that's in that house mistake, and I come and give you my opinion, and you give me the grade up of some type of way, like you defending your children and all types of things in our relationship, I think that that's going to come between me and your relationship, because I didn't like the way your comments and the way you acted when I told you exactly what I was going to do out of respect for you.
So, Rodney, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What are you expecting from the New York Awards Ball when you go?
I'm expecting some hot battles. I'm expecting some, just to have. Well, it always be you expect fun, you expect shade, you expect to compete. You expect it's an awards ball, so you expect the houses to bring their their people out to battle. Of course. You expect new people and new houses, different stuff like that.
Do you have any favorites for of the year that you think should be up for of the year?
Yeah, I do, but that I'm going to keep those comments to myself.
Okay. London, you got any favorites for of the year?
Milan is at me, girl. She wants in this room, Kelly. Milan wants in.
Yeah. Oh, quick question. Quick, RR and Design, we have both of you on the phone. Monty, we have a representative from Christian. Earlier, Monty said about the interview, Design, which you was a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he was on the phone when Monty made his comment on the video as far as it being a setup for the cons to win. Did you hear Monty's rebuttal to that, Design?
Who said that it was a setup for the cons to win? I didn't say that. What video they
No, she didn't say that. That came from Rose. That didn't
that was Rose.
That.
Rose did a private video.
How about your single video? Who are you reading?
Wait, what?
Your personal little video that you have up there.
Okay, what about it? Oh, who was I reading? I went with a girl out here because Friday there was a mini ball before I left to fly out to D.C. I went to the mini ball, which I had no plans on doing, but I really did not want this person to feel bad, so I made sure that I got to their ball, went to their ball, and left the ball and went to the airport. Tell me that that's not nice. But anyway, got there. It was a girl. She walked face. She's not particularly face in my eyes, so, I chopped her, but it was a pleasant chop. It wasn't nasty. I didn't ball up my face or anything like that, and then I pulled her to the, and they kept asking me questions about why, and I'm like, I'm just like, face in the glamour category, it's not something you can sit in the audience all night and then just walk up and think you're going to do. If you know you're going to walk face, you need to go in there refreshing your face. Powder that down. Don't come out there looking greasy. Reapply your lipstick. Come out there looking freshened, right? Refreshing. So, I think that was my whole thing. That was my opinion of the matter. So I guess she didn't like it. So after I took the flight and went to the whole time I was at the Christian ball, when I left the Christian ball and just happened to check my Facebook, she puts up this message obliterating me, calling me all out of my name, talking about what I had on, reading that she read the shit out of me. Like, I was like, why though? Like, why? I was not unpleasant with her. And Lord knows I can be very nasty, and I was not. So I didn't understand that. So, of course, I gave her what she asked for. She wanted some attention, and I gave her some. So all is well. I just got an apology in my inbox, so she feels better now, and so do I.
Bye.
Divine, she asked you about your video. What were you saying about the video? Who were you calling, the child molester?
You know,
if you saw the video, I didn't mention any names. I don't care to continue to go back and forth with that because that's something that happened, and we call ourselves coming to a situation being solved, and so I don't want to stir that situation.
Well, was it not Sabrina and Cage Khan that you were referring to?
Well, it seems like you know already, so why are you asking a question that you already know the answer to?
I mean, you're beating around the bush if it was any other girl.
Call out, call out. No, she's not beating around the bush. She's not beating around the bush.
Hold on, Kelly, how did you get legendary if you've always won by default?
I mean, we're not going to go into this situation because we cannot go into this situation because you actually have no proof about that man doing what you allege that he does.
Well,
okay,
Divine's the one who said it, Kelly, not me. That was Divine who said it, not me, correct?
But you just brought it up. Divine didn't bring it up on the show. We cannot do that for legal reasons.
So Divine, what is your proof that you have that he's a child molester?
Hold on, Divine.
That call is going, Divine.
Let me go ahead and wrap up real quick. First off, you called in here. If you saw the video, you should have no questions. The video was very clear. I meant no words, and everything I said, I fucking meant it. And I don't give a damn. So if you have any questions, go to the video and do your own reference. There's nothing. You should have nothing. There should be nothing you have to ask me. Everything is said very, very clear in that video. So if you want to come on here and you just want to rebring that topic up, then that's on you. It's already out there. I'm not ashamed of that video, and I don't give a fuck. And yes, I said what I said, and I ain't taking shit back, and I don't give a motherfuck.
You're not supposed to. Once you said it, it's been said, and whoever don't like
right.
it, they just don't motherfucking like it. Oh, well,
exactly.
Motherfucking shit.
But now they want to get on here and make me keep repeating that. I'm not going to keep repeating that. I'm past that situation. I did that. That was then. This is now. I already dealt with that. I'm not going backwards. I already said what I had to say to them about that. So if you
That's
have any questions about it, I need
Because girls
you
don't want
to
see this as happy.
Because
situations can happen. Divine made her video. Girl made her video. She hit Divine up and she apologized to Divine, and Divine apologized to her. And the situation is over. Y'all girls don't just try to leave the situation alone. She just said they apologized to each other and it was over. And y'all want to open up sore wounds because y'all got shit else better to do but sit in your house and wait for a client to call. I guess y'all got free time because there ain't no clients coming over right now. So now y'all want to start shit up on the radio. Bitch, go put up another ad and say, put your shit back at the top of the list.
Right.
Next caller is 215-856. You're live on the air.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just listening.
Oh, Tiny, thank you for just listening. And
I made a shout out to you last week, girl. Wait, hold on, Divine, before you get into that.
I made a shout out to you last week to let you know that they caught three of them, Tiny.
Wait a minute. What happened?
They caught three of the boys in Atlanta.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And, Kelly, you know I love listening to you and laughing, but, girl, calm down. You can't let those people get you out of your square like that.
Oh, but, you know, I paid it the first time they called in, and the girls just want to keep calling in and calling in. So, you know, I had to respond, but I was trying to be nice, and I was trying to pay you and be respectful about the situation. And this is what I'm talking about. I addressed this situation with the leaders of the house. The leaders in their house need to address their children because their children are very disrespectful. I addressed this with the leaders in the house, Ebony, plenty of times already, okay? They need to get their children under control. But on a lighter note, Tiny, Divine would like to talk to you because they just had an alliance meeting in L.A. Divine, go ahead.
Yes, they just had an alliance meeting in L.A., Tiny, and your imposter out here says that she's the founder. She's not going anywhere. Nobody's going to make her change her name or nothing of the fact. Now, of course, being that we are holding ballroom to a national standard, we're not going to allow anyone to hijack that name. So what we want to do is make sure that you're not okay with that. Because if you're not okay with that, we're not going to let that pass here. Because that's an embarrassment to our scene for people to come out here and try to duplicate something and have nothing to do with it. So that's what we want your input on that. So you don't know anything about this house and it has nothing to do with you. You are the founder of Cartier.
Yes, myself, John, and Butter. Like I said before, I don't know who this particular person is, and, you know, all I can say
her is... Her name is Shayla. She calls herself Shayla Demure-Cartier, the founder.
All I can say is good luck to you, whoever you are, but the House of Cartier started in Philadelphia, and I am the mother, and there's only been one mother. Like I said before, it starts with me and it ends with me, and that's all I have to say about that. Like,
and Divine,
I don't know what else to say.
And Divine, I can vouch for that because I was there when the House of Cartier started. Am I right, Tiny?
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted to make sure that you were not okay with that.
Yes, you are correct. You're very much correct, RR. It started with myself, John, and Butter.
That's right.
And that's all I have to say in reference to that. So, I'm not going to go back and go back and forth.
You don't have to protest that.
You don't have
to. Us
to
do. We won't allow her to use that name. Like we said, we can't allow nobody to hijack a name because we have to hold our codes up to national standards, and that's not right. Ain't nobody going to come here and try to get there, sir.
On the radio, Divine can take and archive this tonight on the show. It means she can play it, and that house will definitely be closed, and they will have to find another name to hijack.
The same
now,
thing I did with the same
Divine,
name.
Can I ask Divine a question?
They should try Rolex.
Yes, ma'am.
They should try the house of Rolex.
Now, are they spelling the Cartier with two letters of the same, like CC or AA or RR, you know?
No. No, it's spelled just the way it is.
Last I checked, Cartier is C-A-R-T-I-E-R, and that, you know, that's us here in Philadelphia, and I am the mother.
I posted where they call themselves having an official Cartier page and everything, and it's spelled just the way you guys spell it in all. And like I told you, when we brought this to the person's, after the last conversation we had, we brought this up, and it was brought up in the Alliance meeting, and her rebuttal is, she don't give a fuck. This is her name. She's the founder, and nobody's making her go nowhere. It's something about bitches or something to that extent. But all that was really for me because she doesn't appreciate that I'm the person that caught the tea. You know what I mean? But my thing is,
well, Tiny,
we
Tiny is legend. Cancel that bitch. Just cancel her.
Everybody on this radio, you can hear that. You hear it right now. That Shayla Cartier is not the founder of Cartier. There is no Los Angeles chapter, and that shit is disrespectful to the official House of Cartier.
And that is Divine's
voice.
Yes.
So Divine, just tell those girls to keep that in the West Coast, and when you come to the East Coast, just beware.
No,
they can't have it in the West Coast. They cannot have it in the West Coast.
They can't have it at all. That name belongs to the House of Cartier, which is the original House of Cartier, where Tiny Cartier is the founding mother, and there's only one Tiny Cartier in Philadelphia is where the house started, and that's what it is.
So everybody knows that when I go on a rampage and destroy this bitch because she's trying to talk shit to me about what I said, y'all backing me, right?
Well, the only thing you need to know is your commentators always need to know that there's only one House of Cartier, and it's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and look up, like I told you, Tanya, I sent you on your page. Look on there. I sent you a link to their official House of Cartier page. And if you would like to look her up, her name is Shayla Demure Cartier. That's what she calls herself.
Well, you know what, sweetie? I'm not even going to waste my time nor my energy on that foolishness because that's exactly what that is foolishness. And, you know, like I said before, everyone who knows me in the ballroom scene, they all know where it all started at, and I'm still here.
That's right. That's
I know
right.
That's right.
And you're still
hey,
holding
Tanya,
it down.
We give you the utmost respect because, like I said, people that come before us, we have to respect that. We can't just come here and hijack people. That's just like somebody coming saying, I'm the new RR. Really? Or what if someone came and said they founded the House of Chanel? It wasn't really RR. It was somebody in Dallas. Right.
Okay.
Yes, darling, honey.
I guess
so
over.
Kelly, can I start a new house called Couture, the second division?
Hi.
Baby, and they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want, but when they come out, baby, they're gonna get chopped.
Kelly, yeah, Kelly. Next, you know, she might be overall Shayla Demure Couture. She might take your name next, baby.
Girl, bitch, please, honey. I ain't worried about her, baby.
Girl, okay, and you know who she is, and you know what she looks like, and that's why I'm really like not really for her because, baby, she's an insult to the house, to the name.
Does she walk labels?
She doesn't walk anything. She's hideous. She's horrible. Like, she's bad. It's so
hard.
Oh,
so in other words, Divine, she's the Canal Street Cartier.
No, she's right. She's horrible. It's, I mean, like, absolutely horrible. Full bearded, wide back, big hands, big ass head, eyes falling out. Hard.
Oh. So, Kelly, what's going on with your phone lines?
No, nobody else is on the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines and you would like to talk, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. We have definitely a lot of callers that's on the phone lines. But
I want to say a special shout-out.
We have another caller. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
301-350. You're live on the air.
Hi.
301-350, you're live on the air.
Up, listen.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Go ahead, who was talking?
See, I wanted to say thank you. I know RR, this is probably something that you can recall, but this was my actual first time meeting Erskine. And just from the history and the knowledge of going back to Paris is Burning and all of those wonderful things, it was just great to see him, all of the wonderful things I've heard, and which when he popped that motherfucking fan.
That fan was his bitch. You know,
and
like even
he twirled that fan as if he was 20, bitch. I got my motherfucking
life. Even through whatever it is he may be going through at this time in his life, he showed up and he gave you a little bit of what he represents. Because
all the young people, you know, I don't think they really had a chance because, you know, you're really not listening all the time in the ballroom scene. But for Butch Queen's face, back before there was a Butch Queen's face, it was pretty much face for femme queens. Correct me if I'm wrong,
Art. You're right.
It was a femme queen category.
That's right.
They had, you know, they did the executive realness, they did the realness of things, but Butch Queen's was non-existent in face, and he is the
first
Butch Queen face that had to rumble against all the motherfucking femme queens.
That's
so,
right.
Bitch, you saw a true living icon, and, bitch, I will go back and post an old picture that I
That's
have
right.
of Erskine on
That's
our page, bitch.
That's right.
So when the girls sit back and say, well, who is this old motherfucker, bitch? I'm going to show you an old motherfucker picture.
Kelly, Milan really wants in here. I'm sorry. He really on my phone. Milan, Jay Blanik, and Tippers are all on the line. They're trying to get in. They want to talk. They're saying the language high. They really want to get you. Because she feels that Kelly brought his name up, so he wants to rebuttal. He wants to say what
Kelly,
he has to say.
Kelly, you need to let
them
in. Let
him
them
himself.
In.
I can't let them in. How am I going to let them in? The show is locked. I can't call nobody or anything. I told somebody they can call them on three-way.
Okay.
Is anybody at three-way?
The next caller we have is 757-352. You're live on the air.
Oh, we're just listening.
Hello.
You know, the other thing is for Erskine.
We're just listening.
Go ahead, RR.
Yeah, and this is what I say about the youth of today, like knowing your history. For somebody of his stature to even still be around, as long
you
as
know,
he's
I just called back. He said he's in the queue, Kelly. His number is 312-something.
We just came to that caller. Hold on.
People out here clicked over was on my end when you clicked over.
12804, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, first of all, hi, Father, hi, RR, hi, sir. Hey, brother Rodney. Hey, Marcus, London, whatever your name is this week. Kelly, first of all, let me explain something to you. First of all, I don't give a fuck about Kelly or the House of Couture or Kelly Couture, anything that has anything to do with the House of Couture or your name. Your name is not even brought up on the ban list. Nobody even thought, first of all, Divine is in the room, in the group. Nobody even said anything about Kelly Couture or banning Kelly Couture. So you going off on a rampage about something you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about is doesn't even make sense. Number two, what do you mean worry about people
she
at my house?
She was talking about your picture.
Excuse me. I'm not finished talking.
She was talking about your
anyway,
pornographic picture
you,
going around
for
in
you
everyone's
to bring
room.
Up, for you to bring up the House of Blahnik and people being at my house, what does that mean? Like, why should I be worried about that? The House of Blahnik is fine. Like, you have nothing else to motherfucking do with yourself in your life. Like, bitch, worry about something else. Ain't nobody thinking about
I have actually, that. I have a lot to do with my motherfucking life, actually, if
okay,
you want to
well,
get technical.
Okay,
I'm talking now, okay, bitch? Let me tell you one motherfucking
no,
thing.
No, bitch, you're
in.
The fucking
okay?
bitch, you fucking
this is,
fat,
this is the
nasty
problem.
Ass fucking fucking
yeah.
bitch.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. All of that for this bum ass motherfucker, bitch. For all this motherfucking bum ass motherfucking this fucking bum ass motherfucking bitch that's been sleeping on motherfucking girls' floor for years in motherfucking Chicago, bitch, and doing motherfucking returns for $25, you nasty, horrible, unmotherfucking desirable motherfucking faggot. Don't motherfucking come for me, bitch, okay? Yes, worry about your house. Stop trying to snatch up other bitches from other motherfucking houses, bitch. That's what you need to do. Like I said, yes, the girls are at the House of Blahnik, Miss Say. That's why girls have left the House of Blahnik, because they don't see you as Sparta. And all the names that you have attached to the back of your fucking name to make you overall father of that motherfucking house. Yes, that's why Kiki left the House of motherfucking Blahnik, bitch. Stop trying to steal Ronaldo up and offer him father of the House of motherfucking Blahnik, mistake, from the Milan, bitch. If you want to do something, mistake, go out there and find fresh, young motherfucking talent. Stop trying to snatch up bitches from other people's motherfucking house. Let's see what your motherfucking craft and your work is about, bitch. Don't come for me, bitch, because I didn't motherfucking send it for you. You don't ever want a motherfucking day of me, bitch, okay? I didn't bump into motherfucking anything to become fab, Miss Day. I worked for everything that I motherfucking got, not in the house of Miss Rahi, also in the ballroom scene. I worked from the motherfucking mailroom on up, Miss Day. I've been getting rest for motherfucking years. It ain't nothing that a motherfucking faggot can ever motherfucking say to me that's gonna ever motherfucking bring me down or make me think anything less about my motherfucking self. You undesirable, horrible motherfucking brick. Kiss my motherfucking ass. This is my format. If you want a motherfucking format, bitch, go open back up your motherfucking show, that motherfucking field. Like I told you, this is the number one spot where you can definitely get all information ballroom on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Everyone else failed. I'm still standing. Wednesday night, third anniversary show of Tens and Chops. Roger Jenkins will be on the line. Tom will be on the line. London will be on the line. Rodney will be on the line. Nicole will be on the line, and so will Divine and RR. Bitch, don't come for me because I ain't sent for you. If you want my motherfucking crown that bad and you want some power, bitch, work for it. It costs. I put it up on my motherfucking status. Anything you want in this scene, you gotta motherfucking work hard for it. It don't come overnight. Bitch, stop begging to be a motherfucking icon. It'll happen when it happens. A bitch don't have to act to be an icon. She knows when she's an icon.
Thank you.
Anybody else got anything to say? Okay. Bitch, I don't have to be in any of those rooms to voice any opinion or anything. Bitch, I don't have to be in the rooms, Miss Thing. Bitch, if you send for me, I will come. Okay? Bitch. No send. Baby, if you want it, it will come. Let me know. It will come, Miss Thing. It will come. Like, honey, you know what they said. Great things do come in all due time, but you have to wait for it. I didn't ask when I came home from jail for doing my 2 years, Miss Thing, for me to be legend. I came to our alliance meeting and they was having a conversation and RR deemed me legend. I'm not going to ask to be icon when it happens. They won't deem me one. I'm not going to ask. I don't need to signature any message that I put up on Facebook or Walk Free Wednesday when it was up. What I want of the year, what I did in the scene, and all types of things. It should speak for itself,
okay? You don't have to say Kelly Mizrahi. You don't have to say Kelly Couture. You say Kelly, and it speaks for itself. That's the difference between me and you, Milan, with your 17 houses attached to your name. I did all of mine in one, and then I wanted to venture off and start something new, and that's what I'm doing with the legacy that I'm going to build in this boardroom scene. How you doing?
Milan wants to know why he's muted.
He's muted because I don't have time to listen to his barbaric tricks and all types of things that he wants to go through this thing. He has a format. He has a format in the Real Legends and Icons where he can voice his opinion. He has the Juice Rule where he posts up pictures of kids from other houses as a leader and someone that wants to be an icon, posting up pictures and dick pictures of children and his own dick pictures, where he can definitely have that format. And he still has his number for his gorgeous show that he tried to do with Jack, Miss Thing, that failed, Miss Thing, that he wanted Jack to so much be a part of, Miss Thing, and when me and Jack was good girlfriends at the time, Miss Thing, and he tried to come for me, Miss Thing, and Jack never appeared on the show, Miss Thing, because I was the power, and you was just a stepchild.
Wait, someone sent me a message of what Malone put in one of the rooms. He said, who are the leaders, Blake? Who are the leaders in Ohio? Also, do you know who was fighting? Is there any footage of the incident?
Bitch, I know everything. Let me tell you something. I don't have to be in those rooms. That's the shit that I'm talking about. And I told Tony and I told James. I don't want to be in that room, Miss Thing. I guess the room might be good things, but if I'm going to sit down and I'm going to try to work and making the boardroom seem better, I need to do it with real motherfucking bitches, and bitches is not going to be fake and motherfucking phony, okay? So if you want footage of what happened in Ohio, Milan, I can give you the footage. It was an argument, but I would never be put on a motherfucking ban list, bitch. Ban what? Ban that. Honey, take that to the motherfucking bank and take a picture of that and put it up on Facebook. Honey. Baby. The girls always want to be fake and phony. Why be fake and phony, Miss Thang? Girl, that was the only incident that happened in Ohio. So why do you need footage for that incident that happened in Ohio, Milan? If you want what? If you wasn't trying to get me put on the ban list. You want to ban Mother Couture from the Bulls. Ooh, I love it. Not this mother. Honey, baby, girl, please, Miss Thang Malone. Oh, girl, Miss Thang. I don't know why everybody woke so worried about me. Why?
I see it falling out.
Kelly,
yes,
when did
he... Everybody is worried about little
Kelly,
old me, Miss Thang. I'm a non-motherfucking factor, but everybody wants to read and everybody wants to worry about me, Miss Thang. Girl, oh, my God. Like, what?
Kelly, listen. Them trying to ban you is like them trying to ban Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. They need to ban all of these girls that have more than two houses attached to their motherfucking name. That's what they need to do. Okay?
But then
y'all
want to
talk about ban lists,
bitch.
Let's talk about that.
You know what happened?
Any girls
that
got multiple names attached to their house, we need to ban them from balls. We need to ban people from having balls or having say so in the boardroom scene, Miss Thang, that have their balls shut down and don't pay all their money out for their balls. I.e. Milan. So you would be on the top of the ban list. Because I don't know how many boards you had in Chicago that was shut down and all your money wasn't given out. So she would be on the top of the ban list. Let me start a petition for that tomorrow when I get back in the house from motherfucking work. That's what we need to start a petition on. Because then there'll be a lot of motherfucking bitches on the motherfucking ban list. Because everybody wants all this power. You want power? You want motherfucking strength? Of course, bitch. Work for it. It don't come overnight.
Well,
I'll go back to talking. I'm done, honey. About to go check my load of clothes.
Oh, my God. Okay. For the record, I'm in the room that Milan is in. I have not seen Milan post anything of the sort, honestly. So, I mean... Wow, I don't even know, like, who is stirring this up. I don't know if someone's sending Kelly messages or just saying that, but
Actually, I, like I said, I personally have not seen anything where Milana said anything of the sort. So I don't, I really don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm lost. I'm still
just
like,
I'm just going to say this. I think that Milan and Kelly are two opinionated individuals, and they both stand for what they believe in. So there will always be friction between the two of them. And I think that everybody can change, and, you know, Milan is in a place where he's probably trying to make change, and Kelly's in a place where she's trying to make change. But in the process of us all trying to make change, we all have to try to come together and find some type of medium. If we can't get along or we don't like each other, let's just not say nothing to each other or post anything about each other and just keep it moving. Because at the end of the day, all we're doing is stirring up bad blood, and the blood that we stir up is the blood of the demon of the devil, and it's just not good. It's really not good, you know, because we all have good qualities. You know, I've spent time with Milan. Milan has a sensitive side just like everybody else, and just like anybody else, you push him too far, he's going to get arrogant and nasty, because I can be the same way. I can be a sweet person or I can be a shady bitch. Kelly can be a sweet person or she can be shady as well. Rodney can be a sweet person or he can be shady as well. You know, people look at Rodney. Rodney have his cocktail. He's smiling at everybody. But if you give him too much, Rodney will punch you in the face.
But you know what? Because I just gave, I don't know what y'all was talking about. It just aggravates me because I just, the fake and the phony. I just don't do fake and phony. I'm not a fake and I'm not a phony person. I'm always real. I'm a nice person and I'm sweet. The girl's been pushing me too motherfucking much, okay? And after a while, bitch, I'm pushing back. Okay.
But what you have to understand, Kelly, is that now you're in a position where you're a leader of a house, and that's why you're going to get more flack than you were getting when you were in the other house, because now you're not only on the forefront with your house, you're on the forefront with your radio show. So there's going to have to be some tolerance that's going to have to come from you at some point. You know, you're going to have to build a tolerance to learn how to just brush some things off. You can't address everything. There are some things that need to be addressed, but then there's some things you just going to have to say, child, please, stop writing
my I don't address everything. It's many things that happen all that I don't address, and I pay it, bitch, and all types of fucking things, bitch. Like, how you wanna come here? Oh my God, bitch. I wish that the show was still open and we could call people. How you wanna come here and you wanna read me, bitch? And this is another thing. You wanna come on this show and you wanna read me? But when I was just at the Escada Ball, you was acting to be Aurora Father Couture. You don't act. No, you don't act. For a position. A position is given to you. A position is granted to you. You don't ask. You was just asking to be over your father. Now you want to sit here and you want to read? And you want to talk about fuck the house of control?
Oh my God.
You.
No.
You was just trying to be over your father. Incredible. Like, I just be gagging at the girls.
Hello? Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just listening to Kelly vent because she needs to get it out, you know, and you need to get it all out so that way you can just cleanse your system, because at the end of the day, Kelly, you know, you can get over from all of this.
My senses is definitely clear, because after in the next 20 minutes, I'll get off this show. I'm going to finish washing my clothes, honey. I'm going to go get into bed with my husband, and I'm going to enjoy life. And I don't think about these things. These things is not a staple in my life. I don't have time to sit here all day long and address the different comments and all types of things that these girls make about me. As long as you bitches keep my motherfucking name in your mouth, Miss Thang, I'm going to always stay relevant. I know that I'm wanted in the scene, Miss Thang, because y'all keep my name in your mouth.
Okay,
every time I do anything, or every time they put up a clip or anything, so many people have so many motherfucking things to fucking say, bitch. Like, it gets on my fucking nerves. Like, oh my God. Like, y'all bitches just actually sit here and y'all want to criticize me, and bitches want to sit and talk about, oh my God, I done seen her so many times in that clip with that Chanel bag on, Miss Thang. Do she have any other bags? That's a classic $5,000 Chanel bag. Why should I have to change my bag? I don't have to have all my bags out for girls to see every bag that I have. I change my bags when I want to. Bitches always have something to say. Keep on talking, bitches. As long as y'all talking, I'm doing something right. Honey.
Somebody
just sent me.
Okay, Milan, I'm just my last message from Milan, I promise. Milan says you're lying. He did not ask you to be a part of that tired-ass fucking house.
your overall, I guess Jasmine asked him, or blase. I'm tired of being in the middle. I don't want to keep passing the buck. This is starting to irritate you. You're even tuning right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jasmine asked
him before. Can we do something else?
Hold on, Ron. Hold on.
Can we do something else? I don't want to make this be long night.
I want IR to finish his statement about Bush Queen.
What was I saying? Where was I?
You was talking about Erskine and the young people these days.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, young people need to, like, learn their history, because Erskine Christian, like you said, he was the first butch queen to ever walk face. And what they don't realize is the reason he was able to walk against those beauty femme queens was because he was the first butch queen ever walk face, and he had face, and he wasn't painted.
I'll tell you, it was time to ask him to be the overall.
Hello?
Yeah, she said it was Tati. Tati asked him.
Oh, my God, I was trying to get Tati. Tati did not ask Milan a motherfucking thing. Milan came to us at the table, okay? And I put that on my grandmother, Barbara Dolores Hunter. May she rest in peace for 9 years. Milan came and asked us. Nobody asked Milan anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? Somebody asked, oh, my God, girl.
So I guess that's a chop, since tonight is Tins and Chops, right?
It was definitely a chop.
Okay.
It was definitely a chop, and it was definitely looked at the Kiki when she asked.
Okay, so now back to Erskine.
Hold on. Hey, RR. Hi, everybody.
Hey. How are you?
You knew it was a matter
CEO.
Of time before I had to get on this radio.
You knew
it. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Rodney. Hi, everybody. Hi, Divine. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Ciao.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
I don't even know where to begin.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on a minute.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. This is Monty.
Hey, Monty. Listen, I'm not going to go back and forth about all this drama. I think everybody likes
Jasmine,
to just get... Yeah.
Hold on, Jasmine. Before you say anything, Jasmine, because I got to get to the bottom of this, because I don't like bitches to make me seem like I'm a liar. Tati, you're live on the radio. Tati, Milan just said, bitch, at the Escada Ball, we asked him to be overall father, or you asked him to be overall father. Can you please clarify this situation, Tati?
Milan came to see you, and he said that he would love to be in the house. He said because Andre and them had been courting him to be a part of the house of Mizrahi. And then he said to you at that point in time that he said it would turn it for him to be in the house of Couture to serve as to Andre and them.
Exactly. Okay, Milan, don't try to come and make yourself seem
okay,
like
let me,
you're more
let me
than what you
here,
are.
Kelly, let me pick up from there. That is true, because that night Tati and Kelly both contacted me about Milan and said that Milan, and they said it laughing, Milan said that he would like to come to the house, and I said, hell no. So at that point, it was an official no. Okay, that's where this is all coming from. Milan, I am trying my best to sit here and I'm trying my best to guide this ballroom scene in the right direction, so I'm not going to sit here and step out of character, but I will say this to you, okay? I'm going to say it very clearly, and I don't care who doesn't like it or not. Milan, keep my name, my house name, out of your mouth. I'm asking you to do me that favor. I'm also going to remind you that no one likes you. Everyone kikis at you. Everyone in that icon group does not even want to associate themselves with you. When you type messages, they laugh at you. They do not see you, period. So everything that you're trying to stand for is not even working or going in the correct direction. You don't take the time to read messages. You don't take the time to understand everything. You're always lashing out, and then you feel guilty in the end. end. You sit here and beg to be on the radio show just to call Kelly out of character and attack her. You are so pressed for attention, and that completely shows that you're pressed for power. You just want attention. Leave it alone. There is no reason for you to get on this radio and attack Kelly the way that you did. For what reason at all? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. You really just need to stop. Just completely stop. No one is sitting here reading you and the Blonics. So why are you sitting here trying to read Kelly and the Coutures? And then you want to go post nationwide ban lists and all changing the community and stuff, but everything that comes out of your mouth is complete garbage. I don't understand that. How can you preach for something positive when your whole mouth smells like shit? I don't understand that.
You are what you eat.
So I don't I just don't get it. And I'm not going to sit here and read and go back and forth with you. I'm not going to sit here and talk about, I'm just not going to stand for it, but I'm also not going to allow you to disrespect my name or anyone associated with me. I don't care who your girlfriend is, who your father is, who you live for, or whoever smiles in your face. Because half of the same people that smile in your face, just like me, don't like you. So really, really stop, because you just are showing such a pressed individual. You were pressed for legendary status, and as soon as you got it, you ran to the Midwest, started deeming people right away. That's when all this bullshit started with legendary status. Thank you, Milan, to the Midwest. And now you're pressed for icon status. And after that, you'll be pressed for something else. So enough is enough. I'm not going to go back and forth about this. Just really stay. As a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. Stay off. You want to be on a band show or whatever. As of right now, one bad apple spoils the bunch. I don't want a motherfucking Blonic on this radio show from now on. End it like that. I'm done.
Thank you, Tati. Baby, that's a mess. Foolery. Faggotry and foolery, honey. It's just too
That was
many.
A message from our emergency broadcast system. If you have any problems with that message, please contact your nearest Social Security office.
And they will definitely approve you.
I don't understand how we're supposed to keep the peace
in the store to take those returns back for $25.
You know how come we can't keep the peace? Because when people are trying to do good, there's always people who want to try to wreck it. It's almost like nobody wants to see the ballroom come together.
Okay, now he's getting us started. I don't understand this whole national ban list, because you know what's going to wind up happening, and guess what? Anybody that knows Jasmine knows that somehow, some way, I predict so many things to happen. What's going to wind up happening, Milan, is two things is going to happen, either A or B. A, because of your mouth and your actions as of late, somebody is going to bust you in your motherfucking lip. Okay? A, what's going to happen is you're either going to be pussy, fall down, and don't do nothing about it, or two, you're going to hit back and swim back. At that point, are you going to be on the national ban list as well? What's going to happen when you start scraping and fighting? Because somebody is going to attack you, and I guarantee you when I say that, and I'm not saying it because I'm sending someone out there to do it, but your actions as of late is causing a lot of chaos within this ballroom scene. See, me and my little naughty, small little house, we don't have nothing to do with this. This is you and your actions going around stealing from iconic houses and making offers from all these legendary houses. You are going to cause someone to knock the shit out of you. What are you going to do then? Is that why you're starting this ban list? Because you know you're about to get your ass whooped?
And then add to that, you also have to remember how the ballroom judges panel work. You know, you start snatching these kids from these different houses. Whenever a Blahnik walks, those people who you snatch from their houses are not going to appreciate that. And the only way to get back at him is by getting through to the Blahniks. And I'm not saying that because that's
this
what
is where
happened,
this is where
that's
all
the
drama starts. This is where all the drama starts.
And I definitely do agree. And I definitely do agree too. You have to look at every strategic move the girls make. It's just like a chessboard. I play chess very well, honey. The girls only do things because they know the actions that's going to come behind. So for you to snatch up all of these girls, you want to start a ban list because a lot of girls, it's serious. Serious. Nobody's not going to come out and say it, but a lot of houses is serious because you have a lot of loyal members to these houses, and you think just because they're your children or they're your girlfriends or anything that they're not going to go back and tell their house. The girls are serious behind these things that's going on. It's crazy. It's crazy. What are we going to do?
Honey,
what are we going to do, honey?
We're going to take it a day at a time, and let's hope that everybody matures and realize that we're not kids. We're all grown people, and that this extracurricular can cause us our freedom and it causes us to lose a lot of friends that we really care about. And we need to stop the foolishness. Life
I don't understand
short.
This. I just don't understand it, period. But you know what?
I just, you know, I just want peace, and I just want harmony. I don't want the girls, you know, what happens on Jerry Springer and all of these other rowdy talk shows. Do you think that's how those people act when they're not on the air? It's a personality. Everybody wants to take this radio personality and take it to another level. Anybody that knows me outside of the scene knows that I'm nothing like this radio show, or I'm nothing like the person that the girls make me to be at the ball. The girls made me like this. I was never like this. I was a nice and humble person. The girls made me this way. Honey, all the ridicule and all the reads and all the insults that I've been taking for so many years, once I got the backbone and got the balls to stand up on my own and say, y'all made this, so now y'all have to deal with it.
You know what I say? I say people don't pick their battles, and you have to pick your battles, because at the end of the day, you have people who when you pick your battles, they'll fight you physically. Then you have people, when you pick your battles, they'll fight you mentally. I'd rather you try to deal with the people who will fight you physically than try to deal with the person who's going to fight you mentally, because a mental battle is a battle that you'll never win because you're just not that smart. And Jasmine will give you a mental battle that you're just not ready for. So you need to pick the fights very carefully that you choose to get in the ring.
And for the question that rose up about Kelly, you know, she, like you said, R, she needs to like kind of tone it down because of her position and stuff. I do agree 100% with that statement, and I will also say about her, she has toned it down a lot. She has toned it down a lot. Prime example, the YouTube video of Vicky and Rose. Kelly could have gotten out of character with the way Rose was throwing shade, and Kelly came on here and she clearly said it, and she also said it to me prior, that because of her relationship with you, RR, and Fred, she is going to keep it very nice and very cordial. And I respect her for that. And any other time, of course, it's going to go into a back and forth thing. Now, we all know that Rose was throwing a little shade and stuff like that in her interview, which is understandable because that is how our community is, that, you know, we all throw shade and stuff. And I'm sure the girls wanted to see, oh, Kelly, what are you going to do? Because that's where she gets all the messages from and the phone starts ringing. But she handled herself very well. Oh,
and
Kelly,
you know, and
got on
this.
Here reading.
And let me say this. Kelly said something earlier that makes a lot of sense. Let them queens handle their business with each
mm-hmm.
other. And I'm sure when she sees Rose, she'll address it, and they'll find a way to work it out.
Mm-hmm. So Kelly definitely has stepped up her game a lot. And like Kelly said, a lot of this is the butch queens who are always in something, starting something, and again, they have no respect at all. Not all of them, but there are still a few lingering that have no respect at all for their authorities. I mean, for female figures, women. I'm sure they can't. They probably even respect their own mother. So their biological mother. So that's pretty much where this comes from. That's what's wrong with the generation now.
I don't know.
But don't forget to tune in this tomorrow for What the Fuck Tuesdays, and this Wednesday will be our anniversary show. We have been here for 3 years. Next week, I will be returning with episode 3 of The State of Emergency, and I will continue with that every Wednesday because, as we see, nothing has changed, and it probably isn't going to change, but it all starts with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, on that note, we're about to get up out of here, honey. We got 3 minutes left. Can everybody that's on the phone lines please, one by one, say goodnight to everybody because we're about to get up out of here.
Good night.
Divine.
Good night, guys. Good night, guys. It's been fun.
Yes. Divine is gone. London.
Nighty-night, and Jasmine, I'll listen to your show this week.
Nicola? She going okay.
Why do the girls hang up and don't say goodnight or nothing like that? For the
I
girls
know.
That don't know how to
the
say goodnight, don't call them co-hosts no more. Run.
They just be flashing, honey. I be gagging. I don't even know when the girls hits it, honey. But Jasmine, say goodnight to the girls, Jasmine. Jasmine just hit his tip, honey. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I love you all for loving me. I love you all that come and y'all tune into the show and y'all listen to the show and then y'all do go into the chat room on Facebook and you definitely do comment about the show on Facebook. We have 211 friends on Facebook and everybody comments about everything. People make topics and they talk about everything in the group on Facebook. I thank all of y'all for definitely being a part of it. I thank everybody that be on the phone lines. I thank everybody that listens from the chat room and listens on the computer that stays up from 11 until 3 o'clock in the morning for definitely being a part of the show. Without our loyal listeners and people coming and being a part of the show, we would not have been here for so long. So I definitely do want to thank all of y'all. I want to thank Nicole. I want to thank Rodney. I want to thank RR. I want to thank, I also got to thank Jennifer. I also do have to definitely thank Tom for definitely starting this format and bringing this to the ballroom scene. Everybody that calls in here and everybody that comments, I want to thank y'all for definitely giving us feedback and definitely giving us the motive and the us to keep on going because certain days I sit here and I don't want to do it anymore. But I get up and I definitely do it because this is what the children need in the community and this is what the children like. I love y'all all and thank y'all for definitely being here and being a part of the show. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, or whatever club that you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do definitely wrap it up because the life you save will definitely be your own. And we'll be live back here tomorrow night for What the Fuck Tuesday where you can definitely get whatever you have on your chest or your breast off. And, you know, it's a no-holds barred show. And then we'll be back here live on Wednesday night for our third anniversary show of 3 years in the making of Tens or Chop. London will be on the line. Tom will be on the line. Wallace Jignan will be on the line. Nicole, Divine, Rodney, and myself, we will all definitely be on the line. And I'm working on definitely trying to have some tribute towards Jennifer because she was definitely a part of this show also. I love y'all all, and good night, and we'll see y'all back here tomorrow night. Have a nice night. Con, 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 con